a 1-0 game is satisfactory for them, and that's probably what we're going to get to if we do get any goals. And the rules are, if this game goes to overtime, 2 10-minute periods, and it's golden goal, so next goal wins. If we're still scoreless after that, penalty kicks, which is maybe one of the most fun things about soccer, right? So we'll have Windsor and St. Pius coming up shortly, and let's go ahead and run down your starting lineups as we conclude this Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Lettington. Fleegs Equipment for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. That's Highway 32 in St. Gen. And on the Outer Service Road at the Lettington exit, you got to go online 24. You can go online 24/7 at fleegs.com, F-L-I-E-G-S. And actually, they're about to do the national anthem, so we'll step aside and then come back with your starting lineups. It's St. Pius Windsor Girls Soccer coming up shortly on KJFF.
Right now at Fleegs Equipment, you can buy a Hustler 54-inch flip-up zero-turn for just $49.99, and we will pay the sales tax. That's right, no more laying on the ground, getting dirty, changing blades. Just you, your new Hustler mower, and green in your pocket from this deal.
We pay the sales tax? Jason, is this another one of your stupid April Fool's jokes?
Easy, easy, Clarissa. No fooling.
No fooling? But it's so low. A Hustler 54-inch flip-up Z-turn mower for $4,999, and we pay the sales tax?
I know. Right now at Fleegs Equipment, you can buy the Hustler flip-up for $49.99, and we pay the sales tax.
Fleegs Equipment, we're the premium dealer with the best service department and the most knowledgeable technician service and sales team with the best deals around. No fooling.
Fleegs Equipment, St. Genevieve and Lettington, online 24/7, fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Matt Greenwood at St. Pius High School. I'm going to keep it a little quiet. We've got a student here for St. Pius reading off the starting lineup. So let's go ahead and get you those starting lineups. Brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. We'll begin with the visiting Windsor Owls. The sweeper slash wing mid is number one, Alyssa Wisner. And she's sporting number one today. Number five is Gabby Priest. She's the center midfielder. Next to her is Bailey Peters. She is a forward. Number eight as well is Carrie Vagley, captain of the team, one of the three captains for Coach Mike Hutchinson and the Windsor Owls. Also, you got Bella Spurgeon, midfielder and defensive midfielder for Windsor. Following her is Maddie Gillick, a center midfielder, sporting number 14 tonight. Maggie Zisk is on defense and wearing number 17 for the Owls. Then you got Jordan Kolinsky, Bailey Wilson, and Nicole Berry, your forwards for the Owls. And in goal tonight for Windsor is number 31, Piper Montgomery. For the St. Pius Lancers, let's go ahead and run down the starting 11. Jordan Spreck is the goalkeeper. She's number one. Number two is Katie Mathis, a senior midfielder. Number three is Jesse Romano, a senior midfielder. Then you got Madeline Michael, senior midfielder, as well as Steph Reyes, senior midfielder. Then there's Carly Joachim Staller. She is number eight tonight. She is a defenseman. You got Mary Kate Halfman as a defenseman, Casey Flanagan as a forward, Julia Houston as a defensive player, AJ Agers a defensive player for St. Pius, and then Aaron Portell's last but not least starter for St. Pius Lancers girls soccer is number 21, Molly Flanagan. She is a defender. National anthem is going, so we'll step aside briefly here on KJFF.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering Life is beautiful in all stages.
Broadcast. Oh man. So technical difficulties. They were about to get to the prayer, I think, after announcing the starting lineups, but there's an issue there. So we're just going to play some soccer. Matt Greenwood with you up in the Bird's Nest. About, I would say, 150 people on hand today for St. Pius and Windsor girls soccer. This looks pretty fantastic. So certainly looking forward to tonight's game, and we're getting set for a pretty good affair here. You got St. Pius at 1-4, still trying to find their groove this season. As you all know, we just experienced a whole bunch of bad weather for what seemed like an eternity, but that is past us for at least the next couple of days. So this is going to settle in to be a very a cooler, not cold, but a cooler and very, very breezy soccer game here tonight. But certainly hope you stick with us this evening. And go St. Pius and go Windsor. We'll see who wins tonight's contest. I want to thank some of our sponsors, Gilster Mary Lee, as well as Bloomsdale Bank, Home Pools and Spas, and Patsy's Furniture. And now they'll go ahead and do a prayer. So we'll step aside for 30 seconds, come back after the prayer for kickoff between St. Pius and Windsor.
JR is with us from Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. And JR, spring has sprung. It's time to ride with Midwest Sports Center, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The warm weather is right around the corner. We're ready to move some machines. I've got huge rebates on side-by-sides, ATVs, street bikes, lawnmowers. Just coming to see me, JR, at Midwest Sports Center.
Go get dirty with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington today. They're located next to Redfield Collision Center in Farmington, Missouri.
The talk of Jefferson County, Straight Talk, AM 1400 KJFF, Festus Crystal City, Imperial DeSoto.
Greenwood with you for KJF Radio. Here we go. Kickoff Windsor, St. Pius at midfield. It's number 24, Nicole Berry, as a strong breeze comes on through right before kickoff. Like I said, it's going to be pretty windy here tonight, and kickoff is underway. Windsor will be operating right to left in this first half. It's a 40-minute first half period. Then you got St. Pius going left to right, and already we've got a foul near midfield, as number 14 for Windsor, Maddie Gillick, was tripped up. So it'll be a free kick there right on the big ring at midfield. They're playing on the football field, but they prepped this for soccer, so there are no yard markers. So we'll just go with final third, middle third, and back third as to describe where the action is today. We'll use our midfield as well to let you know where the ball is. And right now it's on the far left side as we're on the near side. On the fans' side, St. Pius has it, I would say, a good 150 yards away from us, and there's a turnover along that sideline. Windsor now in possession on the turn. Number 23, Bailey Wilson, sends it forward. No one there as the ball rolls to the outer edge of the 18-yard box. In goal for Windsor is number 31, Piper Montgomery, and the goalie for St. Pius is number 1, Jordan Spreck. Windsor now has it on their side of the field. They send it forward off the knee of Berry into the feet, left foot of Maddie Gillick, who sends it to the near side. Bailey Peters chases after it, but that will roll out of bounds. It'll be a St. Pius throw-in. Again, the Lancers going from left to right, wearing their white tops, black shorts, long white socks, and with the navy blue 2 on the front and back. The 2 is a little bit smaller on the front, a little bit larger on the back. For the Owls, as the throw comes in, they will take possession of it. The Owls in the Lancers' final third, a ball sent into the box, to the goalie box, and that one is reeled in by St. Pius' Jordan Spreck, who will drop the ball on the ground and kick it as soon as it hit the ground. So a little short hop there, kicks it with the right foot, sends it to center field, and then it's kicked right back to her. So now she'll scoop it up and try this again. She'll kick it a little bit deep, short of the midway stripe. And St. Pius trying to gain possession, far side of the field along the sideline. Advantage being played as St. Pius drew a foul there, but they have possession, so referee giving them a chance to try to do something with the ball. Now they're coming back towards midfield. Now far left sideline, and a turnover there. Pushing it forward for Windsor, number 8, Carrie Vagley. And now on the near sideline, running it up is Bailey Peters, going one-on-one with Molly Flanagan, who puts the right foot to it and sends it into the crowd. Scoreless soccer, 37-20 to go in the first half. Again, 40-minute halves each. If we're tied after the full 80, then we'll have two 10-minute periods with a golden goal, which means if one team scores, then it's over. If we don't get that golden goal, then it's penalty kicks. Windsor with the throw-in. They bounce it just outside the 18-yard box. Sending it with the right foot back towards midfield is Madeline Michael. Or I beg your pardon, that was Bailey Peters. Peters sends one into the box. And trouble there for St. Pius. They finally clear their line as sending it towards the near sideline is Molly Flanagan. Lancer Casey Flanagan comes over, tries to recover it, but getting her foot first there is Jordan Kolinsky. Windsor in possession for a brief moment. Stretching the field, near side is Flanagan. Casey Flanagan loses possession as she cuts it back towards the middle of the field. And chasing it back towards the goalie is number 21, Kolinsky, and she'll send it out for a corner. So the St. Pius Lancers get the honor of the first corner kick of today's game. And taking it with the right foot will be number 19, A.J. Eggers, just a freshman. Big responsibility, really, to be the corner kick taker. She'll throw up the right hand, kick it in towards the box, and this one sails over the top of the goal, and it went out of bounds. So it went behind the goal, came back into play, and it will be a goal kick for the Windsor Owls. Again, very, very breezy conditions, mostly cloudy sky, still a little bit of blue here, but the wind blowing from our right to our left at a very strong pace. And we're on the near side of the pitch as sending it to the far side is the goalkeeper for Windsor, finds Bella Spurgeon, who turns it over back to her final third there to the back line, about 20 yards away from goal. And Windsor turns it over near midfield, left foot boot by Julia Houston to her front line players, and the ball bounces around. AJ Eggers picks it up, dumps it off near side for a shot attempt that goes well wide. Julia Houston nowhere close on that, and it goes out of bounds behind the net for a goal kick. Still scoreless, Windsor, St. Pius, 35 minutes to go as the clock counts down here in the first half. Free kick taken by the goalkeeper, Montgomery, and she sent it a good distance to the near sideline. It will come out of bounds on the St. Pius side of the field, so a good kick there. It was pushed on, actually, by Bailey Peters a little bit, about another 10 yards before going out of bounds. So a St. Pius throw-in, they'll launch it towards the Windsor net, and that throw there by Molly Flanagan, but it finds the foot of an Owl who loses it out of bounds, and it will be another St. Pius throw-in right in front of the midfield stripe. There's that two-hand overhand toss in on the bounce by Molly Flanagan. Ball now sent up into the air by the Owls. They'll chase it out, and another throw-in coming for the Lancers and Molly Flanagan, the sophomore defensive player. She'll throw it over the head of the captain of Windsor, Carrie Vagley, chasing after it, Casey Flanagan, to no avail. Windsor in possession, chesting it down is number 6, Bailey Peters, and we have a contested pass, and it will last go off of Windsor. And that was actually Gabby Priest who lost possession for the Owls. So a throw in here for Julia Houston of St. Pius. She'll launch it into the 18-yard box. It's headed down by St. Pius, but right into the foot of the defensive player, Gabby Priest, as she is actually officially listed as a center midfielder. The ball came to her, and she lost possession of it. And so we've got ourselves another throw-in for the Lancers. Still on the Windsor half of the field. The ball's been there for about the last minute and a half. Here's a throw-in from Julia Houston. On the bounce, it's sent out of bounds by number 8, Carrie Vagley. Another throw-in for the Lancers. They've had about 6 or 7 throw-ins already compared to the Windsor's 1 or 2. Long toss into the middle of the box near the penalty dot. It's kicked to the right by Windsor's number 10, Bella Spurgeon. And Windsor, as a Pius player goes down, Windsor comes away with it, kicks it towards midfield, and St. Pius will retake possession. Number 21 for the Lancers, Molly Flanagan, had possession near midfield, sent it forward, tripped up is number 19, A.J. Ager. She goes down, no call there. Ball up along the far right sideline from right to left it goes. It will go out of bounds. It's going to be a Windsor throw-in. Bailey Wilson to scoop it up and toss it to her teammate, Bella Spurgeon. So Spurgeon will be the one to throw it in. Windsor finally, well, it's been about 2 minutes, finally has it back in Lancer territory, and the throw-in off the bounce comes up and hits the left hand of, I believe, number 7. That is Steph Reyes. So a Windsor free kick, far side, about 10 yards to the right of the 18-yard box. Jordan Spreck will have to be careful here, the goalkeeper. You got six Owls in the box. Right on the edge of the box is number 10, Lexi Houston. Ball is sent in. The goalkeeper comes out, lost it after she batted it down. Spreck, lucky there as one of her teammates was there to clear the line. And St. Pius takes possession again from left to right. The Lancers go along that far left sideline. They'll turn it over. Spurgeon for Windsor, then kicks it down that same line towards the sideline official, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be another Lancer throw-in. So not much going towards the net in terms of live action play, but on the set pieces, Windsor and St. Pius have gotten the ball near the goalie, but really no threat for either Montgomery of Windsor or Spreck of the Lancers. There's a throw-in for St. Pius, chasing it forward to no avail. Casey Flanagan, the back four for the Owls, stays strong, but they kick it forward near midfield, and bringing it in is Mary Kate Halfman. She'll send it forward for the Lancers. Battle forward at midfield, kicking it forward off the head of the defender. There was A.J. Agers as Carrie Vagley slowed down the pace of it. Back over to the foot of Julia Houston for the Lancers. They have it midfield, just outside the circle. Windsor takes it over. So a turnover in midfield. Windsor tries to kick it forward. It bounces off the defender, Flanagan, and ricochets to the foot of Nicole Berry, who sends it to the near side for Bailey Peters. Peters tried to cut it back with the left foot and lost possession. Good defense there by the Lancers. Here's a contested ball along the near sideline, and it goes up and out of play. And I believe we got ourselves a St. Pius throw-in. But first we have a substitution for St. Pius. Coming off the field is Steph Reyes. Coming onto it is number 24, who we do not have a number for. But she is wearing a leg brace. Looks like maybe a knee issue for number 24, St. Pius. So not sure who that is, but St. Pius says the ball got thrown in, went back out, and more changes coming. Onto the pitch, Lexi Houston for the Lancers. Coming off, Casey Flanagan, who started this game and will get her first breather. 29 minutes and 40 seconds to go before the end of the half. And I was just informed number 24 for the St. Pius girls soccer team is Molly Bang. Bange. There we go, Molly Bange. And we've actually got a free kick now for Windsor in their half of the field. Sending it forward is number 8, Carrie Vagley, all the way towards the corner flag. A left foot crossing by Madeline, by Bailey Peters for St. Pius is deflected out towards the center part of the field. Battle for it there. Windsor comes away with it in possession. Jordan Kolinsky loses it quickly. Ball goes back towards midfield, but it's collected by Gabby Priest. Pass along the ground to her teammate, Bailey Peters, and it goes out of bounds right before the corner flag. So we've got a throw in for the Lancers. And that throw in finds the foot of an Owl and goes right back out of bounds. So Molly Flanagan again runs up to the line, throws it in. Ball batted around near on the near sideline. Windsor trying to take possession of it. They do. Jordan Kolinsky to her teammate, Priest. Up forward a few yards to Nicole Berry. A whistle goes. I believe we might have had a handball on the Owl, so it'll be a free kick for St. Pius back on their side of the field as the Lancers go left to right this evening. Ball planted on the ground by A.J. Agers, the freshman defensive player for Coach Portell and the Lancers. She'll send it forward to the right foot of Gabby Priest on the Windsor side of the pitch. It's sent across inside the circle, to Maggie Zisk. And Zisk now has it back just outside the circle on the owl half. She'll put it forward to her teammate Bailey Wilson. Wilson tried to go back to the back four of the Owls, and it's deflected. Last touch by St. Pius, I believe that is off number 12, Madison Kurzweil. So a throw in for the Owls, but not before a substitution. So coming off the pitch for Windsor is Nicole Berry. And the throw in for Windsor was a bad one. Turnover there along the far sideline right near midfield. St. Pius to throw it near the stripe. Going from left to right, the throw in comes into number 12. That is Madison Kurzweil. And she loses possession of it. Battling for it, Owls. And they'll earn a throw. Maggie Zisk to pick it up. Toss it in with both hands off the knee of a Lancer. That is Jesse Romano. And the ball along the ground. Battled for it between one Owl and one Lancer. And the Lancer is going to win that one. And that is Jesse Romano. Romano right in front of the St. Pius bench on the far side of the field. Sends it forward. Deflected forward to the far sideline. Tracking it down. Lexi Houston. She'll take it towards the 18-yard box left side. Loses possession. The ball's kicked back to the goalkeeper. And that is a legal kickback after it was just briefly touched by the defensive player there for Windsor. So it's a kick on the run for Piper Montgomery, and she sends one about 30 yards forward off the chest of Julia Houston. Houston in possession, left side of the pitch, puts one in the air about 3 feet off the ground, finds a chest of an Owl who then kicks it forward into the reach of Mary Kate Halfman. Now ball right in front of the corner flag near side, sent out of bounds by the Owls, and that is Jordan Kolinsky. Let's thank Home Pools and Spas, Patsy's Furniture, Midwest Sports Center, Comtree, YMCA of Jefferson County, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, and Jefferson College for sponsoring tonight's contest. More substitutions for the Lancers. It's 25-25 on the first half clock, scoreless between Windsor and St. Pius. Onto the pitch, it looks like we have Casey Flanagan and Madison Kurzweil. There's a throw in for the Lancers in towards the 18-yard box, and it's knocked out of bounds by St. Pius. So a throw in for St. Pius to no avail. Windsor will get a free kick. And instead of the goalkeeper Montgomery taking it, it's going to be team captain, one of three team captains, Carrie Vagley. The other captains for Windsor, Maggie Zisk and Gabby Priest. Vagley sends one forward about 30 yards. It's knocked out of bounds along the near sideline. And it will be a St. Pius throw-in. Going to scoop up the loose ball is number 21, Molly Flanagan. Flanagan, long ponytail and all, throws it in forward towards the 18-yard box. Ball up in the air, waist high, trying to bring it down was Casey Flanagan, but she did so right into the feet of the Owl, Nikki Rice, who has just checked in. And then Nikki Rice sent it forward to the St. Pius half, and it goes out of bounds for another Lancer throw. We've had one corner kick taken so far, and that's to St. Pius. A couple of free kicks near midfield for both sides as well. In possession, the Lancers. Midfield outside the circle. They lose it. Windsor has it. Kicking it forward. No forward within 10 yards of that pass from Bailey Wilson. St. Pius sent it straight up into the air. Back to the foot of Bailey Wilson of the Owls, who whiffs on a kick forward into possession for Molly Bange. St. Pius trying to get the offense going towards the Windsor net, and they will. And a loose ball kicked forward along the far left flank by Lexi Houston. Owl defender and Lancer forward chase after it. It's sent out of bounds by one of the defenders for the Owls, who is standing at an angle. And she looks to be about 5'6", 5'7". So pretty good length on the pitch for the Owls, especially on the back four. Here's a throw in for St. Pius. Goes through the 18-yard box around that corner. And then Windsor promptly sends it out of bounds where the St. Pius bench is set up Well, at least along that same sideline. St. Pius bench up a ways on their half. Here's that throw in for the Lancers, and Molly Bange takes possession off the knee, kicks it forward with the right boot towards the 18-yard box, and St. Pius getting closer and closer to the net. They have it. Here's a shot attempt. Whiffing on it was Agers, just got a piece of it into the 18-yard box for Casey Flanagan, who's fouled. No. Casey Flanagan was not fouled in the box. If so, would have been a penalty instead. The whistle being blown for a foul on Casey Flanagan. So Flanagan turns it over for the Lancers. And vaguely, again, to send it forward off the free kick from just outside the 6-yard box. Sends it forward about 40 yards. Ball bounces around. St. Pius comes into possession of it. They lose it quickly. Vaguely off that free kick, comes forward and boots it out of bounds. Substitution for Windsor. It is number 4, Symphony Shadrowski. Say that 5 times fast as she checks into the game for number 23, Bailey Wilson. It's a Windsor throw. Their half of the pitch, 21 minutes, 40 seconds to go. Scoreless between Windsor and St. Pius. Had a feeling this was going to be pretty low scoring. The throw in along the near sideline is kicked forward by Rice. Rice goes on the chase and forces Flanagan, Molly Flanagan, to kick it out of bounds. So Nikki Rice being a little aggressive, the sophomore forward and midfielder. Throw in for the Owls. Kalinske tries to find Rice. Rice chases down the loose ball and sent out of bounds again by the Lancers by Steph Reyes. Another throw in for Windsor as now they're picking up a little momentum. The throw in for Kalinske will track all the way to the touchline, the goalie touchline. And we've got a free kick for St. Pius. Jordan Spreck got a touch on the ball about, I would say, 10 minutes ago on a free kick on the far side of the pitch for the Owls. She came forward, knocked it down, but didn't grab it. There was a loose ball briefly just outside the 6-yard box that was sent forward by one of her teammates. And now Spreck will take that free kick, send it forward. We got ourselves a foul right outside the circle. It will go against the Owls. So St. Pius will maintain possession, moving from left to right, 20-25 to go in the first half. Pink headband and all, number 21, Molly Flanagan, sets to take the free kick from about 20 yards away from the midfield stripe. On the bounce, chested down by the Lancers on the Windsor half by number 19, Agers, who is showing good chest-to-foot skills. And she loses possession. Windsor has it. Open space. One-on-one. Symphony Shadrowski with the defender right behind her. Takes it away. Does Kurzweil. And Kurzweil chase it along that far sideline and kick it forward along the ground to her teammate. And that looked to be Romano. Romano lost it. Ball goes up in the air. Last touch by Windsor as it goes out of bounds. And here's Romano to throw it in quickly for St. Pius. Ball still bouncing around now near midfield, just outside the circle, sent forward by the Lancers. Collecting it for a brief moment, Casey Flanagan, she loses it. St. Pius, however, gets it back as the ball goes back and forth, St. Pius trying to get some possession. All on an island is number 7, Steph Reyes, as she's forced to the Windsor bench on the near side, and the ball goes out of bounds, last touch by St. Pius. The pace is picking up just a tad here. As in possession is Bailey Peters, lost it as she worked her way towards midfield, and there comes Molly Bange to kick it forward. 2-on-3 right now, St. Pius in possession, right foot pass by Flanagan's deflected out of bounds, last touch by Alyssa Wisner, the sweeper and wing midfielder for the Windsor Owls. Now another toss-in for Julia Houston of the Lancers, gets the ball deflected back into possession. Houston now sends it forward on the bounce. Here's a shot on target. Goalie came out. Loose ball as it was blocked down. Now on the far side of the field, trying to get a touch and to put it in a position to shoot the ball was Jesse Romano. Couldn't quite control it. Now Windsor has a loose ball on the far sideline. Couldn't quite tell who that shot was on. It looked like it was number 12, Madison Kurzweil. But as Windsor tries to get it out from their own half, St. Pius knocks it down. Here's Bange coming forward, kicks it straight up into the air towards the goalie, Piper Montgomery, who has it rattle into her arms, and she'll settle things down. That was our first shot on target And it goes to St. Pius. Substitutions being made. Coming on to the pitch, number 9 for the Lancers, Mary-Kate Halfman, or as Coach Aaron Portell said I could call her, MK. So we'll go with MK. It's shorter and sweeter. As Windsor in possession, their half of the field loses it. Ball still near midfield. There's MK to send it to the near sideline on two bounces. It goes too far on the stretch. Julia Houston could not get it, and it will be a Windsor throw-in. 17:20 to go in the first half. No action on the scoreboard. Still 0-0 between the Lancers and the Owls. Windsor with the throw, stepping forward. Overhead pass into play, Kalinske. And it's off the right foot of the Owls. Ball near midfield. Midfield strike. The throw in for the Lancers. Ball bounces around. Kicking it forward is Flanagan. Now a loose ball through the circle. Left side of the field as the Lancers go left to right. Tripping over her own feet, number 26, Claire Camion, loses possession, and now the Owls have it. Far sideline. Right foot boot there by number 17, Zisk. Zisk sends it forward in the direction of Shadrowski, who can't collect it. St. Pius now sends it forward off the back four. Lancers in possession. After that ball was sent forward, Windsor kicked it back to the Lancer side of the pitch. And now the Lancers trying to get it back over to Windsor side. Pass too hard and too long by MK Halfman. Throw in for Windsor right at the midfield stripe. Here's a throw-in off the bounce, headed out of bounds by Molly Bange. Under 16 to play in the first half. Scoreless soccer, Windsor and St. Pius. Throw-in for the Owls. In possession, final third. Kick forward towards the corner. Flag goes out of bounds. Maddie Gillick a little ambitious there, trying to find the right foot of Shadrowski, who was along that far flank and just out of her reach. So a throw-in for the Lancers in front of the corner flag on the far left side of the pitch. Going from left to right are the Lancers. The throw gets past the first body to the Owls, who have possession. Right inside the 18-yard box on the turn. Peters tried to find a shot, but there's the defensive player right there, Flanagan. Molly Flanagan to send it forward. Now the ball bounces around far left sideline. St. Pius on the chase as well as Windsor as Camion cannot retain possession of it. It's sent out of bounds about 10 yards by the Owls defensive player there, and I think that is Spurgeon. So it's the St. Pius throw-in, midfield stripe, and a bad throw-in. It's actually a good throw, just not handled very well by Claire Camion. So a Windsor throw-in coming onto the pitch, number 24, number 23 for the Owls. That's Nicole Berry, 24, and Bailey Wilson, 23. Coach Hutchison trying to keep these players fresh with 14 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first half. Throw in Lancers. They don't handle it well. Windsor in possession. They lost it quickly. And then Shadrowski tried to get it back, does so. To her teammate Barry, sends it with the left foot towards midfield. St. Pius defensive players there to send it forward on the far left sideline from midfield to the left. And it will go out of bounds. Last touch by Spurgeon. So St. Pius gets possession. Quick throw into the body of Zisk. Zisk sends it forward about 40 yards. It will roll right into the midst of the goalkeeper, Jordan Spreck, for St. Pius. We've seen spurts of end-to-end action, but for the most part, just kind of been a loose ball towards midfield, loose ball along the corners. St. Pius with it, operating left to right, long run forward for Camion. Gets past the first Owl defender. Does she have enough steam to get even further past her? No, but there is a foul. Camion was knocked over by Alyssa Weisner. So here's a free kick for St. Pius, far side of the field, about 35 yards out. To take it is Julia Houston, kicks it in off the chest of Zisk to the far right sideline, sent forward by the Owls into midfield. Couple of Lancers there, no forwards on the press for Windsor as they try to put some bodies towards midfield. St. Pius with all the room in the world to move forward, but mishandling the kick was Carly Joachim Staler. And so Windsor in possession, their half of the field, sends it forward to the Lancer half. Batting it down, Molly Bange. Ball will trickle out of bounds off the left foot of Bange. It was about 15 yards forward to her left. Windsor throwing. 12 and a half to play in this first half. Scoreless, Windsor, St. Pius. Here's a throw in along the sideline. We'll get away from both Windsor and St. Pius player. Now the Lancers have it. Their third of the field. Sending it forward was Kurzweil. Oh, I beg your pardon. Yep, M.K. Halfman. Windsor had possession briefly as on the slip, Zeesk turns it over. Lancers have a 3-on-4 as the midfield four Windsor comes back to play. Ball sent in towards the 18-yard box and scooping it up as the ball trickled to her 6-yard goalie box. Piper Montgomery scoops it up. Right on the edge of the 18-yard box, sends it forward with the right foot, headed up into the air by Molly Bange. On the bounce, Windsor tries to bring it down. Ball still bouncing. Still bouncing. Windsor trying to collect it. They finally do. Maddie Gillick sends it forward along the ground for Rice, or for Shadrowski. Shadrowski tries to get past the defender, but good job by M.K. Halfman to stand her ground. Puts it up ahead to the left sideline. Out of bounds, too far for her teammate Kamian. And so Windsor will earn a throw-in. Maggie Zisk handing it off to her teammate Wisner, who's a sophomore midfielder and a sweeper. On the throw, ball up into the air off the head of Shadrowski, brings it down with the right foot, sends it towards midfield, picking it up is number 7, Nikki Rice, sending it forward about 35 yards, stretch, and not able to get there is Bailey Wilson. As the ball goes out of bounds along the near sideline, it'll be a throw-in for Molly Flanagan of the Lancers. 10.5 to play, first half. From left to right, the Lancers go. The throw comes in off the left knee of Casey Flanagan, forward towards the 18-yard box. Handled well by the Lancers' defensive players as one of them sends it forward to the right foot of Carrie Vagley. Vaguely over to her right. Ball still near midfield, just inside the circle. It's about a 20-yard circle. Starts and finishes on each side of the pitch. Battle for a loose ball. Windsor in possession, sending it forward. Wisner about 30 yards. Handled well by Joachim Staller. And now St. Pius will try to stretch it along the near sideline with a pass there. And it's too far for Casey Flanagan. Throw in for Windsor, under 9 minutes and 45 seconds to play. On the throw, St. Pius takes possession. Forward with no bodies alongside, Julia Houston puts it into a spot. On the chase is A.J. Agers, forcing the Windsor Owl defense to try to play a little footsie there to get it out of their own end of the field. And Windsor does so nicely. Off the right side of the foot, though, however, losing it is Bailey Wilson. St. Pius back in possession. Owls third of the pitch. Sending it forward from right to midfield. Casey Flanagan on the chase. Katie Mathis tries to get possession of it. Lost it. Owls take control. Ball sent forward by Wisner. Turned over. Lancers have a shot opportunity from the middle part of the 18-yard box. Whiffing on it was A.J. Agers. And who's this one last touched by? It goes out of bounds. It will be last touched by St. Pius. So A.J. Agers had the ball right beyond the penalty spot and completely whiffed on the shot attempt with the right foot. So with 8.5 to go in the first half, Windsor from right to left. Ball sent forward off the bounce over the shoulder of Bailey Wilson. So a St. Pius throw-in near midfield. It comes in a little too hot for Casey Flanagan off her left knee, back out of bounds, right in front of the Owls bench on the near side. Another substitution for Windsor. It's Katie Lorenz, senior forward, checking into the game for Symphony Shadrowski. Under eight to play. A throw in for the Owls. Want to thank Twin City Toyota in Herculaneum, the UPS store in Festus, Unico Bank, New Era Bank, and Cole's Tractor and Equipment, as well as Fleeg's Equipment, for sponsoring today's contest. Here's St. Pius in the 18-yard box on the chase along the baseline there, the touch line. And losing it was Lexi Houston of St. Pius. It's scooped up by Piper Montgomery of the Owls, who doesn't really have a strong right foot as she kicks it forward, only about 20 yards off the chest of Nikki Rice. Rice can't control it. Lancers in possession for a brief moment. Now a battle for it. And winning that battle is Windsor's Alyssa Weisner as she tried to kick forward with the right foot. It bounced off of the defensive player on the chase there and out of bounds. So Windsor will get another throw-in, and I believe for the first time, Bella Spurgeon is going to get a breather here for Coach Portell. She's been out there since kickoff. That was 34 minutes ago, just about. 6:48 to go. Throw-in for Windsor. They throw it forward into the Lancer half. Lancers pick it up, send it forward. Near midfield, Windsor now has it. Ball from right to left. Goes towards the midfield. Knocking it down, Julia Houston for St. Pius to the left boot of Jordan Kolinsky to try to pass to the near sideline and couldn't find a teammate. So a throw in for the Lancers. Not handling the kick off the throw very well was M.K. Halfman as she sent it forward about 20 yards. It went out of bounds. And so Windsor gets a throw in. And getting her right foot stuck on top of the ball was Molly Flanagan for the Lancers. She fell down. Ball went out of bounds, and lucky for her because Nicole Berry for Windsor was right there to move forward with possession of the ball. But they bring it all back, saying the ball went out of bounds, last touch by Windsor. So a St. Pius throw in, and putting her left foot on top of the ball, trying to turn with it, was number 17, Julia Houston. She couldn't handle that very well. Windsor got possession, but only for a brief moment as they turn it over near midfield. Ball popped up into the air by Steph Reyes for St. Pius. Loose ball now. St. Pius gets it. Windsor trying to kick it forward on a low-line drive. Maggie Ziesk finds a Lancer instead of an Owl. Now the Lancers. Romano, far left sideline. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Windsor. And now St. Pius has a three-player substitution. 24-2-12 for St. Pius. Molly Bange, Katie Mathis, and Madison Kurzweil. So the throw in for St. Pius. Throw comes in from the far left sideline to the right foot of Lexi Houston. Goes back to the thrower, who I believe is Romano. Ball in the 18-yard box, not anywhere near the goalkeeper. Now goes out, comes back in. St. Pius in possession here. Ball leaked outside the 18-yard box, sent back in on the bounce. The Windsor Owl defensive player will have to deal with it. That is Jordan Kolinsky as she's knocked to the turf. Actually, it's natural grass here at St. Pius. That's a foul committed by the Lancers. We've had no yellow cards, no red cards. Two corner kicks, both for St. Pius. Only one shot on goal. That to the Lancers as well. 4 minutes to go in this first half, Windsor. Let's see how they end the first half. 4-4 coming into this game. Have a few more games under their belt with St. Pius. 1-4 on the year, so that's a three-game difference. Sending it forward, Nikki Rice for the Owls. They have it in the Lancer third, final third. With the left foot, Kolinsky just outside the 18-yard box. Tries to send it into the middle, and it's knocked out of bounds by Molly Flanagan. Throw in by Kolinsky. Throws it into the box. Gets past two Lancer defenders, but not a third, as Molly Bange sent it right back where it was thrown in, which is about 15 yards, maybe shorter, up the sideline from the corner flag. There's a throw in for Kolinsky. Finds the right foot of Bailey Peters. Keeps it on the ground back towards midfield. St. Pius picks up a loose ball. They'll send it forward about 25 yards. Katie Mathis can't find a teammate. Now ball back on the Lancers' half just as quickly as it went away from it. Windsor in possession off the shoulder. Trying to run forward with it was Gillick. She lost possession. Ball kicked up into the air. Right outside the little arc outside the 18-yard box. It's popped up into the air by Carly Joachimstaller. Windsor takes possession just outside the 18-yard box. Pass along that 18-yard box line. Windsor trying to get a shot on goal, but losing possession of it was Nicole Berry off the pass by Carrie Vagley. St. Pius tries to clear their lines. It's into the foot of an owl. That is Carrie Vagley who sends it forward inside the 18-yard box, unable to handle it as Bailey Peters. Ball back out towards midfield. Windsor still in possession. Here's a shot attempt from about 25 yards out. Middle part of the pitch, nowhere close. A little ambitious there by Jordan Kalinski. And it goes out of bounds. Or it's actually scooped up right before going out of bounds by Jordan Spreck. Spreck puts the right foot to it, launches it towards midfield. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Windsor in possession. They lose it quickly. Ball up in the air. Batted down with the left foot of Bange for St. Pius. Finds her teammate, Kurzweil. Kurzweil looking to send one to midfield inside the circle to her teammate, Agers. Can't find her. Windsor trying to make the most of this turnover. Appeals for a handball outside the 18-yard box to no avail. Ref says play on. Windsor in the box, near sideline, chasing it out of the box. Along the touchline is Madeline Michael, or beg your pardon, Bailey Peters. And it is going to be Molly Flanagan sending it out of bounds. And the referee says no, deflected. And last touch by Bailey Peters of Windsor. So a throw-in on the St. Pius half of the pitch. Throw-in bounces around. Bailey Peters for Windsor collects it, sends it right back out. But last touch by St. Pius. 60 seconds to go in the first half. Throw in from the near side by Kalinski. Loose ball picked up by Rice of the Owls. Tries to pass along the ground towards the 18-yard box, but can't find a teammate. Loose ball now picked up by Alyssa Wisner on the turn. Launches it forward, and coming off of her line is the goalkeeper, Spreck, to catch it like a wide receiver in football. And she'll settle things down. That does not count as a shot on goal. That was more of a pass attempt. Spreck sends it forward near sideline. Bounces out of bounds. Throw in for Kalinski. Time ticking down in the first half. 23 seconds to go. Kalinski picks up the loose scraps. Left foot towards 18-yard box. Deflected into the box. Just outside the 6-yard goalie box comes Spreck. Coming right out to grab it. She'll settle it into the right arm with 8 seconds to go. And we should end this first half scoreless. Ball sent up. 3 seconds to go. Windsor in possession. Pushed forward out of bounds by Kalinski. And the buzzer will sound to end the first half. Two corner kicks taken by the Lancers. One shot for St. Pius. One save for Windsor's goalkeeper, Piper Montgomery. We head to the second half. Scoreless. They get a 10-minute break in between halves. So we'll step aside for a few minutes and come back and talk about what we have just witnessed here on the first girls soccer game of the 2018 season on KJFF.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform?
Okay, three minutes.
Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's The UPS Store in Festus.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
JR is with us from Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. And JR, spring has sprung. It's time to ride with Midwest Sports Center, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The warm weather is right around the corner. We're ready to move some machines. I've got huge rebates on side-by-sides, ATVs, street bikes, lawnmowers. Just coming to see me, JR, at Midwest Sports Center.
Go get dirty with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington today. They're located next to Redfield Collision Center in Farmington, Missouri.
Right now at Fleegs Equipment, you can buy a Hustler 54-inch flip-up zero-turn for just $49.99, and we will pay the sales tax. That's right, no more laying on the ground, getting dirty, changing blades. Just you, your new Hustler mower, and green in your pocket from this deal.
We pay the sales tax? Jason, is this another one of your stupid April Fool's jokes?
Easy, easy, Clarissa. No fooling.
No fooling? But it's so low. A Hustler 54-inch flip-up Z-turn mower for $4,999, and we pay the sales tax?
I know. Right now at Fleegs Equipment, you can buy the Hustler flip-up for $49.99, and we pay the sales tax.
Fleegs Equipment, we're the premium dealer with the best service department and the most knowledgeable technician service and sales team with the best deals around. No fooling.
Fleegs Equipment, St. Genevieve, and Lettington, online 24/7, Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
The talk of Jefferson County, Straight Talk, AM 1400 KJFF, Festus Crystal City, Imperial DeSoto.
Matt Greenwood with you for KJFF. Scoreless between Windsor and St. Pius girls soccer on KJFF. In case you're just joining us, here are the stats from the first half. Not a lot to get to, really. Two corner kicks for the Lancers. Didn't wind up being any goals. There was one shot on goal for St. Pius that came from midfield, or from the middle part of the field, just outside the 18-yard box, but an easy, easy save for Windsor's Piper Montgomery. For Windsor, no corner kicks taken, no shots on goal. There was a pass attempt late inside of about 30 seconds of the first half for Windsor, but you could tell the intention was to try to send it into the box to try to find some teammates. And so that wound up not working for Windsor. As a matter of fact, Spreck came off her line. The goalkeeper for St. Pius came off her line, received it, held it for about 5 or 6 seconds, booted it forward with about 10 seconds to go in the first half, and that's all she wrote. So a scoreless first half between St. Pius and Windsor, and I'll give you my best assessment of the first half. Not enough possession, in all honesty, for St. Pius. There was about 2 or 3 minutes that the Lancers looked like they had a little bit of momentum. That was about the 28 to 30 minute mark of the first half. They had a little bit of mo, and they lost it very quickly. And then Windsor, I would say, finished the last 10 to 15 minutes a lot stronger than St. Pius. Windsor had better possession. They had more chances to move forward with advantages there. The defense for Windsor really shut down any great scoring opportunities for the Lancers. There was one chance for St. Pius. A.J. Agers was just inside the 18-yard box, straight on with the goalkeeper. And she tried to shoot it in off the bounce, but the bounce came above her right foot as she swung forward with the right foot, and she missed it. And then eventually St. Pius would kick that one out of bounds, so Windsor took a goal kick there. That happened at about the 8- or 9-minute mark of the first half. So when it comes to possession, I would say it's just about even between the two, but Windsor certainly did a better job of controlling the ball within the last 10, 15 minutes of the first half. If you're talking opportunities to score, obviously St. Pius with that one shot on goal had a better chance to score, and the Agers swing and a miss, that was a good chance to score as well. And for Windsor, really, they haven't had any shots going forward. So, yeah, if you're Windsor and your coach Hutchison yeah, you like the possession. You like the fact that you controlled the pace and controlled the ball more in the final third in the last 15 minutes of that first half. But still, really nothing to show for it for Windsor, as they did not get a shot on goal on target. So for Coach Hutchison, that's maybe what he's talking to his players about right now, talking about how to get the ball to go forward and try to get some shots on goal, because right now Windsor held shotless in the first half for St. Pius. Again, one shot, two corner kicks. Those two corner kicks coming relatively early in the first half, but not a lot of height for either side, so not a lot of chances for St. Pius to kind of find a tall target and try to get a goal that way. As a matter of fact, the first free corner kick for St. Pius was sent behind the goalkeeper, the goal, and so that was sort of a wasted opportunity there by the Lancers. But when it comes to possession, I would say it's about 50-50. Scoring chances, obviously St. Pius had the advantage, but in terms of pace of play and overall quality of possession, I would say Windsor kind of had the advantage there. So we'll see if St. Pius can turn things around. Certainly offensively on the attack, they look better than Windsor. But in terms of quality of possession, I think Windsor's looked a little bit better here tonight. We'll see how that plays out in the second half. The second half is going to begin in about 90 seconds, so we'll step aside and come back in 60. It's scoreless between St. Pius and Windsor girls soccer on KJFF.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
Wanting a new pool this summer? Well, we can help. I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. Check out our pool specials right now, like the Eclipse, the Nova. Want an in-ground? We have that on special, too. 15 by 30 feet, 3 to 6 feet deep. We can customize any in-ground and just about any above ground. Don't forget to ask about our financing. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home. Home Pools and Spas, just south of the Ludington exit.
Matt Greenwood for KJFF girls soccer on AM 1400 KJF. And second half just about to get started between St. Pius and Windsor. The JV game went in favor of the Lancers 6-1 over Windsor. Varsity squad for Windsor trying to, win this game for the JV. No, probably not. Probably more for themselves in their season. Windsor 4-4 coming into tonight's contest. And St. Pius at 1-4. Looks like we got ourselves a new goalkeeper for the Owls. It's no longer Piper Montgomery, who had a pretty decent first half. Instead, I think we're looking at number 27 or 28. We'll try to get that number in just a second. So we're about ready for the start of the second half. Like I said, new goalkeeper in there for Windsor. St. Pius will start the second half in possession. And they lose it within about 3 seconds. Windsor has it midfield on the turn. Bailey Wilson of Windsor sends it forward towards midfield. Knocked down by Molly Banch, who sends it forward into the Windsor half. Playing around with it, left foot, right foot, Katie Mathis kicks it forward on the chase, forcing the defensive player for Windsor, number 17, Maggie Ziesk, to kick it out of bounds. And that is number 28, McKenna Brown, the junior goalkeeper for Windsor, as she takes over for Piper Montgomery. On the throw-in for the Lancers, ball sent right up into the air just inside the 18-yard box, now brought down by the Owls along the near sideline. Bailey Peters turns with it, left foot boot forward, assisted forward again by Alyssa Wisner, and then out of bounds, kicked out by Molly Banch, and it's going to be a Windsor throw-in. Alyssa Wisner, sophomore, getting ready to throw it in, going with the pigtails. She'll launch it forward on the bounce, chested down by Banch, who lifts the right foot into the body of Nicole Berry, And that is an illegal play as she got her foot above the waist with a player in the vicinity. And the free kick will go to Windsor. And for number 24, Nicole Berry, she's lucky that Molly Banch pulled back at the right time. Otherwise, that could have been an issue with her stomach there. So a free kick about 25 yards away on the near side as Windsor going from left to right in the second half. It's Carrie Vagley. She'll send it forward with the right foot, a three-man wall for the Lancers. She'll go forward with it towards goal. The wind blows it around, and it will bounce into the far corner of the net for a Carrie Vagley Windsor goal. 1-0 Owls lead, 2 minutes into the second half. Bad goal given up by St. Pius. The goalkeeper, Spreck, couldn't deal with the wobbliness of the kick. The wind playing a huge factor in this game. Even for the ball on the ground, had it wobble about over her right shoulder and into the far corner of the net. Well, there you go. Windsor gets the first goal. And it goes to Carrie Vagley. One shot, one goal for the Owls. Now in possession, Windsor on the St. Pius half. Sending it towards midfield with the left foot, Peters. Trying to head it down was Bailey Wilson to no avail. Ball sent forward to the Windsor half. Off the back line on the chase near sideline, Ziesk sends it forward and out of bounds. So it'll be a St. Pius throw-in. And now on the far side of the field, operating right to left, dribbling the ball. With the right foot, Kurzweil lost possession, sent forward by Banch off the body of Nicole Berry. Ricochets to the left foot of Bailey Peters, who sends it forward with those bright orange sneakers, losing possession for the Owls. On the backside of the midfielder comes Nikki Rice, who takes it away from Julia Houston. Windsor in possession briefly. Now they lose it. Rice was on the chase there. Good defense by Molly Banch. Banch forward to Houston. Houston dribbling with it through midfield, loses her steam, and Windsor gets possession. Their side of the field going left to right. Rice loses it briefly, goes out of bounds. Last touched off the right foot of M.K. Halfman. A throw-in for Alyssa Wisner. Wisner throws it in illegally. Must either had her left foot on the line or lifted the heels, as you got to be flat-footed on your throws. Either way, violation on the throw-in by Alyssa Wisner of the Owls, and they turn it over as the sun continues to shine here on the St. Pius soccer pitch. Actually, I think this is kind of our real first long bit of sunlight, as we had a lot of clouds around here causing that constant strong wind. Here's a throw-in into the Windsor half, and sending it out of bounds into the stands is number 17, Maggie Zisk. Beg your pardon, Ziesk. Under 36 to play in the second half. 1-0 Windsor off the free kick goal by Carrie Vagley. That illegal right leg above the waist kick on a player by number 24, Molly Banch, winds up hurting St. Pius. There's the throw-in. Ball sent up towards midfield as it was thrown towards the back line of St. Pius. Now ball on the front side of the pitch. Bailey Peters for Windsor in possession near midfield. Splits the legs of the defender, M.K. Halfman. And Peters, with her momentum carrying her forward, tumbles over Halfman. And we've got ourselves a foul. Free kick for St. Pius. Just outside the midfield circle. Kicking it forward with the pink headband and long ponytails, number 21, Molly Flanagan. Ball bounces around briefly, sent forward along the far sideline by Julia Houston. And on the chase is Madison Kurzweil, but she comes nowhere close. Ball trickles out of bounds behind the goal. And so Windsor will get a free kick as McKenna Brown, the new goalkeeper for Windsor, replacing Piper Montgomery to start the second half. She'll give the free kick, the goal kick duties to number eight, Carrie Vagley. Vagley does send it forward. Ball comes back her direction off of her left hand. Free kick for the Lancers. And they'll slow this one down. Placing the ball on the pitch in a spot is number 17, Julia Houston. Windsor not given a chance to put the wall together. Here comes the shot in, and it's on the bounce in front of the goalkeeper, and we've got ourselves a goal from 30 yards out with the right foot. How about that for Julia Houston? We're tied 1-1 with 33:50 to go in the second half. Windsor was too slow to get the wall going, and so Julia Houston not wasting any time from the middle part of the field, sends it forward off the bounce right in front of McKenna Brown, who had no chance as she had to wait back on the line, see if there was any deflection. Instead, it bounces right over her right shoulder and into the back of the net. That's the first shot on goal for St. Pius in the second half. In possession now, the Lancers. Nikki Rice tumbling to the pitch. As going forward with it is Steph Reyes. Reyes sends it forward to the top of the penalty box on the far right side, or 18-yard box, I should say. Tumbling over the top of it was Agers. It goes out of bounds, and it will be a St. Pius throw-in. Sun shining brightly on number 3, Jesse Romano. Launches it forward with both hands. Here's a shot attempt. Bounces right in front of the goalkeeper, Brown. Left foot shot there by M.K. Halfman. It does go out of bounds. McKenna Brown did not get a paw to it, so it will be a Windsor kick. One score, Windsor, St. Pius, 32:45 to go in the final third. Lancers trying to get that second goal as they trailed 1-0 early in the second half. On the chase there, watching it go out of bounds, Madeline Michael. And so Windsor gets another goal kick, and again Kerry Vagley with the duty there to kick the ball forward on the goal kick. Does so. St. Pius knocks it down back into the right foot of Gabby Priest, who sends it forward for the Owls near midfield, near the circle, back over to Priest. Priest heads it down into the path of number 14, Maddie Gillick. Gillick sends it forward to the right foot of Nicole Berry on the midfield stripe. Nicole Berry to the near side for Alyssa Wisner. Tried to kick it forward with the right foot and slipped and fell. Lost possession. St. Pius with it. Bad pass. Bad back pass by Julia Houston. Windsor on the charge. Bailey Peters settles it down. Goalkeeper comes out of her 6-yard box and puts her hands right on top of the ball and reels it in. Bailey Peters never got her head up. Didn't get her foot into a proper shooting position. And the goalkeeper, Jordan Spreck, with a heads-up play to come out and reel it in. Now Spreck sends it forward. Ball bounces around into the Windsor half. Here's a long ball sent on the ground, a through ball actually from the right foot of A.J. Agers. She wanted to give her teammate Michael a chance to go get it, and Michael couldn't catch up to it. Ball goes out of bounds right in front of the corner flag. So it'll be a throw-in for Alyssa Wisner, who's slipped near midfield, nearly gave St. Pius a great chance to score their second goal of the game. But as it stands, 1-1, Peters for Windsor sends it forward over the outstretched leg of the right footer, Steph Reyes, and into the Lancer half. And sending it out of bounds, near side is Joachim Slater, Staller. And so Windsor will make a substitution. Bella Spurgeon, who started the game for the Owls in the first half, started the game, played about 30 minutes, came off for the final 10 minutes of the first half. Now she'll see her first action 10 minutes into the second half, and we'll see how long Spurgeon stays on the pitch. But Windsor has a throw-in near midfield. They'll throw it all the way towards the corner flag. It's reeled in by Bailey Peters. And around her, Jesse Romano comes around and knocks it out of bounds. So we got ourselves a corner kick for the Windsor Owls. It'll be Nikki Rice to take it from the near side flag. First corner kick of the game for Windsor. Rice throws up the right hand, sends it towards the net, and it goes off the side of the net. So Rice unable to keep that in play, and now getting assisted with a bloody nose. A bloody nose along the sideline is number 5 for Windsor, Gabby Priest, one of 3 captains for the Owls. I think she's laughing while she's getting treated. Windsor in possession in the St. Pius half. a battle between Romano, the defensive player for St. Pius, and Peters, who is able to get past her on the turn, but kicks it with her off foot. Bailey Peters, a lefty, tried to kick it with her right towards net and got it all wrong, and it goes out of bounds behind the net for a goal kick. Jordan Spreck will put it on a spot on the six-yard box to the right side of the post. It's a 1-1 game, Windsor and St. Pius, 29 minutes, 10 seconds to go. We must have a winner here tonight, so if it's still tied and we go to overtime, it's a golden goal. You got two 10-minute periods. If you don't get that golden goal, then penalty kicks is where we'll have it. Windsor sending the ball forward. Peters on the chase inside the 18-yard box, about halfway between the 18-yard box, the top of it, and the 6-yard box, and scooped up by Spreck. Spreck gets it all wrong with the right foot. The wind knocking the ball down. Windsor tries to get a possession. Sending it forward is Bailey Wilson. And Bailey Wilson to Bailey Peters. Peters unable to get there before the goalkeeper, Spreck, is able to come out and grab it. Spreck will try it again with the right foot. On the run, this one a much better kick. Gets it off the top of the toe instead of off the side of the foot. Got it all the way to the owl side of the pitch. Sending it forward back towards St. Pius is Maggie Ziesk. Battle for the loose ball near midfield. The left foot with a pass forward about 15 yards by number four, Shadrowski. Trying to catch up to it. Nicole Berry cannot do so. It rolls into the mitt of Spreck. Spreck on the run. Boots it with the right foot. Keeps the ball in the middle part of the field. It's brought down by Gillick of Windsor. Gillick turns it over on the turnaround pass. Leading the charge for St. Pius, Casey Flanagan up forward to the near sideline for Katie Mathis on the chase. She is knocked down. Ball goes out of bounds, sent off the left foot of Alyssa Wisner behind the goalkeeper. Or behind the goal line, I should say. And it's going to be a corner kick for the Lancers. Their first one of the second half. Substitution for the Lancers. And that sub is number 10, Lexi Houston. She'll go all the way to the ball along the corner flag near side to our left. It'll be Julia Houston, or Lexi Houston, to send it forward. She does. Middle part of the box. Off of a hand, maybe? No. Ball battles around. Windsor kicks it out towards midfield. It only goes as far as beyond the 18-yard box. Sent back in by number 21, Molly Flanagan. And that's going to go out of bounds. Corner flag official says last touch by Windsor. So back-to-back corner kicks for the Lancers. After they were down 1-0, 2 minutes into the second half, St. Pius gets the equalizer from Julia Houston at about the 30-minute mark. And now with 26:20 to go, it's a corner kick from the far side of the field. Sent in, right foot attempt by M.K. Halfman to no avail. Ball battles around and is kicked forward towards the sideline by Maddie Gillick. Windsor turning it over. Didn't really have great possession of it. Now here's St. Pius with a throw-in. Throw goes in, bounces over the right foot of Casey Flanagan. And goes out of bounds. 1-1 score, under 26 to go. Carey Vagley to take the goal kick. Sends it forward with the right foot. Chested down by Katie Mathis. Into the feet of Lexi Houston, watches it roll off of her ankle. St. Pius there to pick up the loose scrap, sending it forward. And Casey Flanagan was on top of the ball, just 6 yards beyond the line. But she can't catch up to it. Windsor in possession. They send it back towards midfield. Off the bounce, the kick by Houston deflected up into the air towards the goalie box. And then Windsor will go the safe route and kick it out of bounds. Jordan Kalinske with a heads-up play there. And now St. Pius to get their fifth corner kick. The Lancers have really come alive since going down 1-0. It's been all Lancers the last 13 minutes of this second half with just under 25 to play. Corner kick, Lexi Houston, far side of the pitch, and the wind gave that one no chance as the ball stayed along the goal line, eventually going behind it on that corner kick by Lexi Houston. And so a turnover by St. Pius as we approach 7 o'clock here tonight in Festus, Missouri. 24.5 to go. Matt Greenwood with you. I want to thank Capias Heating and Cooling, Serenity Hospice, Hafner Financial Services, Turner Chevrolet, the Potosi R3 School District, and Potosi Lumber for sponsoring today's games. Windsor on the attack from outside the 18-yard box and in with the right foot by Alyssa Wisner to no avail as Spreck reels it in. So it's going to be a kick on the run by Spreck. Sends it forward to the Windsor half. Knocked out of bounds by Nikki Rice of the Owls. So a throw in along the near sideline by Houston. From right to left, the Lancers go. Ball headed out of bounds by Vagley. Another throw in coming for Houston. Julia Houston, the goal scorer for the Lancers, launches it into the 18-yard box. Headed down by Vagley again out towards midfield. Brought back in on the kick by Romano. Ball bouncing up into the air off the head of Rice. Forward to the near sideline and out of bounds. I believe that was Julia Houston who last touched it for the Lancers. So a Windsor throw-in. Wisner throws it to a spot. It's picked up by St. Pius. They try to go forward with it. Pass from Halfman. Deflected off the body of Rice. Kicked forward by Vagley of the Owls to the far side of the pitch. Brought in by Lexi Houston, rather. Houston battling two Owl defenders. The Owls will win it. Forward is Kolinsky. Kolinsky lost possession of it, nearly banged heads with a defender, Flanagan. Flanagan sends it forward with the right foot through midfield, up ahead to a two-man front for the St. Pius Lancers. And tumbling to the pitch is number 11 for St. Pius, Casey Flanagan, as she went right over the body of Vagley, and a yellow card has just been issued to Casey Flanagan. Didn't really see too much in that foul. She did clip the back heel of Vagley as she tumbled over the top of her, so I guess that's worthy of a yellow. 1-1 game, Windsor St. Pius, 22-22 on the second half clock. Free kick for the Owls in their back third. They'll go from left to right, sending it into the front half of play is Vagley. Loose ball there. Lancers pick it up. Lose possession. Windsor gets it. Wisner kicks it out of bounds with the right foot. Fewer subs for both sides in the second half. We saw, I would say, about 8 different switches in the first half for both sides. Now we've only seen about 2 or 3 from each. Still 21 minutes, 50 seconds to go in the second half. The throw in for St. Pius goes off the right foot of the Owls, number 24, Nicole Berry. Back out of bounds. The throw in for Julia Houston. Throws it into the sky, brought down by Alexi Houston, but into possession of Bailey Peters of the Owls. Lost track of where the ball was, did Peters, and now we've got ourselves a foul. We'll go against Peters of the Owls. Free kick to Julia Houston of the Lancers. The goal scorer for Windsor, number 8, Carrie Vagley, off of a free kick from 25 yards out on the near side of the pitch on our side. She sent it forward over the three-man St. Pius wall. It wobbled about with the wind. Jordan Spreck for St. Pius couldn't handle that bounce and wobble. It went over her right hand and into the corner of the net. For St. Pius' goal, it was Julia Houston off of a free kick. Sent it forward. One bounce. Goalkeeper McKenna Brown couldn't handle it. And it went into the back of the net for a St. Pius goal. So both goals from each side coming off of a free kick. And there was St. Pius there with another chance to get on the board, but a missed opportunity for Molly Band as she tried a shot towards net. Missed it completely. Windsor then kicked it out of bounds just to be safe. So it's a throw-in for St. Pius. Flanagan gets it in towards the goalkeeper and out of bounds behind the goal line for a goal kick. Checking back into the game, Gabby Priest, senior center midfielder for the Owls. She'll check in for Bella Spurgeon. During this change, let's thank Gilster Mary Lee, Mineral Area College, Bloomsdale Bank, Home Pools and Spas, Patsy's Furniture, Midwest Sports Center, Comtree, and YMC of Jefferson County for sponsoring tonight's
soccer match. Under 20 to play, 1-1 score. St. Pius and Windsor. Matt Greenwood with you. Hal Neisser back in the KJF studio. Windsor has it near midfield, losing possession vaguely. Sending it forward, Romano of St. Pius, but a little too far forward for Lexi Houston, who will watch this one roll beyond the goal line. So a goal kick for the Owls. McKenna Brown has yet to touch the goal kicks. And so this goalie kick will be taken by Carrie Vagley, as has been the case in the second half. Sends it on a low line drive, batted around off the right foot of Alyssa Weisner. It will go out of bounds, throw in St. Pius. Mathis tosses it to Julia Houston, who throws it in. Ball bouncing up, touching a couple of arms, no call there. And then Julia Houston, big body, just ran right into Carrie Vagley, knocked her down. No foul called. Instead, it's a throw-in for Windsor with the ball going out. The throw-in from Alyssa Weisner and getting shoved to the turf is Julia Houston. We've got ourselves a foul on Windsor. No card coming, though. We have had one yellow card so far tonight, and it goes to Casey Flanagan. That happening about the 25-minute mark of the second half. Free kick will be taken by St. Pius' A.J. Eggers, the freshman, sent it into the box, just beyond the goalie box, off the bounce into the right hand of McKenna Brown. Brown, on the run, will take the kick with the right foot, sends it forward, off the head of her teammate Barry towards midfield. Now St. Pius in possession. They'll send it forward from midfield to the final third. Katie Mathis picks up the loose scraps along the goal line, sends it in with the left foot. Batted around outside the six-yard box. Windsor is able to keep it in, and then promptly kicking it out after a nice save by her teammate was Maggie Ziesk. So Ziesk, after a great save of the ball, of the ball going out of bounds by Vagley, it's Ziesk to send it out and give St. Pius a chance to make a sub. Lexi Houston came on for about 5 minutes. She'll check out for number 8 for the Lancers, Carly Joachim Staller. Throw in for Julia Houston. Into the 18-yard box. Ball bouncing around. Taking on two defenders is St. Pius' number 19, Eggers. Maintains possession for the Lancers as the ball comes out of the box. Now to the right foot, midfield, M.K. Halfman sends a shot towards the goalkeeper, McKenna Brown, who scoops it up easily for an easy save. McKenna Brown, her kick forward, finds the feet of Jesse Romano, who's battling arm-in-arm with Weisner of the Owls. Romano, for St. Pius, wins the battle. Ball deflected off of Nikki Rice after Romano took her on. For St. Pius now, with possession, it's Julia Houston sending it to the far side of the pitch. Trying to reel it in with the right foot as Eggers does so. Knocked down from behind, no call. Bailey Wilson with the right foot towards midfield to try to find Bailey Peters. Can't do so. Julia Houston picks it up for the Lancers to the near sideline as the Lancers go right to left. Along that sideline, Romano to Mathis. Mathis brings it down with the chest on the turn, taking on Weisner. It's off of Weisner's back right heel and out of bounds behind the goal line, and that'll be a corner kick for St. Pius. According to my calculations, this will be corner kick number 6 for St. Pius. It's going to be taken by A.J. Eggers, the freshman. 5 Lancers in the box. The kick off the right knee of Nikki Rice and back out of bounds. A corner kick again for the Lancers. Their 7th. A.J. Eggers, occasional goalkeeper, defensive player tonight, taking the corner kicks in the second half for the Lancers, at least the last two. The first two of the second half went to Lexi Houston. But here is Eggers. She'll go short side, just outside the 18-yard box near the corner. Romano gives it back to her. She'll send it back in across the goalkeeper to the far side of the pitch and out of bounds. Last touch by the Lancers. Eggers trying to get the ball in high and bring it down, bring that pass down to a couple of Lancer bodies, but couldn't find anyone. Goes out of bounds for a goal kick. Lexi Houston back into the game for St. Pius. Under 15 to play, a 1-1 score. St. Pius and Windsor girls soccer on KJFF. We got Vagley sending it forward all along the ground to her teammate Zeesk, who couldn't get possession of it. Ball goes out of bounds. A throw in for the Lancers. It'll be Madeline Michael. And actually, she'll give up those throw-in duties to number three, Jesse Romano. Romano throws it in about 15 yards forward on the bounce. Agers tries to control it. Windsor does. Rice sends it out of bounds with the right foot. Near sideline throw again for Romano of the Lancers. Looking for her teammate Agers. Mister Rice in possession tries to split two Lancer defenders, and it deflects off of the shin of number nine, M.K. Halfman, and out of bounds for a Windsor throw. Quick throw for Wisner. Deflected out of bounds off the knee by the Lancers. Wisner back in for another throw. Looking for Nicole Berry over her head to the back four of St. Pius's, of St. Pius, and number eight, Carly Joachimstaller. Now St. Pius sending it forward. On the attack, Lexi Houston knocks over the Owl defender. A loose ball. Here's a through ball. Chance for Agers. Off the right foot. Save for McKenna Brown. It will go out of bounds for a corner kick. It was McKenna Brown. It was A.J. Agers staring each other right in the face. And McKenna Brown comes up with a huge save. Four saves in the game. Two for Piper Montgomery, two for McKenna Brown. Here's that corner kick for St. Pius, their eighth. And it's Lexi Houston to take it. She'll throw up the right hand. Sends it short. Windsor had a body there. St. Pius, though, picks up a loose scraps inside the 18-yard box. Now comes out of it. Kicking it back in is number 12, Kurzweil. But St. Pius can't control it in the box. It's back out towards the near sideline. Jesse Romano tries to send it back towards midfield. Deflects off of a Windsor body to the right foot of Steph Reyes. Sends it forward to Agers. Gets past one defender. The pass there to Mathis from behind has the ball knocked away. Windsor now in possession. Symphony Shadrowski going one-on-one with the Lancer defender, Joachimstaller. And forces a bad kick from Joachimstaller. Does Shadrowski in possession for the Owls. They're on the attack in the box. Far left side. Ball gets past the goalkeeper as it was pushed with the left foot of Jordan Kolinsky. Got past the goalkeeper who tried to come out and cut off the angle. She slipped. Then the ball was kicked out of bounds by number nine for St. Pius, M.K. Halfman, Mary Kate Halfman. And a corner kick for the Windsor Owls, just their second. Under 12 to play. It's heating up. 1-1 your score. With the right foot, Kolinsky from the far flag sends it in towards the middle, coming out and punching it towards midfield of Spreck. Windsor tries to stretch the pitch. Agers, the freshman, gets past the first defender, Priest. Lost control of the ball, turns around, gets it back, sends it forward with the left foot towards Lexi Houston, and she can't control it. Vagley for Windsor kicks it forward off the body of the Lancers. Brought in by Bailey Peters, left foot across the pitch to the far side. A toe to it. Symphony Shadrowski too far forward, though, on the chase there. Good defense by the Lancers. Kicking it towards the right was Halfman, and it will go out of bounds near midfield. A Windsor throw for Kolinsky. That is about the best end-to-end action so far we've had tonight. 11 minutes to go in the second half. 1-1. Throw in Windsor. St. Pius clears the line. Back to the Owls' half. Two girls on the chase, one Lancer, one Owl. Winning that race is Julia Houston, or beg your pardon, is Maggie Zeesk of Windsor. She'll send it out of bounds. A throw-in coming for St. Pius, but first, another substitution. Madison Kurzweil comes off, and that is Jesse Romano, I believe, onto the pitch. And I take that back, number seven, Steph Reyes. The throw-in for St. Pius goes out of bounds behind the goal line. And it will be a goal kick for Carrie Vagley of the Owls. 10-12 to go. 1-1 game. Vagley sends it forward off of a pair of heads to the feet of Nikki Rice of the Owls. Lost possession, but found her teammate, Wisner picked it up. Then Wisner sending it across the pitch, brought in by Molly Lewis of the Lancers. Right foot pass along the ground into the 18-yard box, and clearing their lines is Windsor. Ball just stopped from going out of bounds. Here's Lewis, another chance to bring it in. Ball battles around. Windsor right in front of the goal line. Windsor tries to get it out. Deflects off a couple of Lancer bodies. Still Lancers in possession, but a bad pass by Jesse Romano. Loose ball now right outside that 18-yard box, about midway or just outside that box, and Agers then kicked it forward and off the bounce. Easy pickup for McKenna Brown. Brown steps forward, puts the right foot through it. Ball bounces up over the head of Peters. Romano and Peters going arm to arm. Romano off of her left foot out of bounds. Peters just applying enough pressure for a throw-in. Wisner for the Owls quickly takes the throw. Comes up on the body of Peters. Settles it down. Right foot pass towards the middle of the 18-yard box, and a turnaround shot there by Symphony Shadrowski to no avail. Spreck was ready for that shot. Two saves for Jordan Spreck tonight. 8:33 to go. St. Pius in possession from right to left near the middle part of the field. With it, right foot, Agers stretches it to the far side, sends one forward with the right foot. I guess that was a shot, but it was well wide of the net. So Agers getting a little ahead of herself. So a turnover by St. Pius. Free kick coming for Windsor, but not before the goal scorer for the Lancers. Julia Houston comes back onto the pitch. She'll replace Lexi Houston. 8 minutes to go in the second half. 1-1, Windsor St. Pius. Ball sent forward. No one back there for St. Pius defense except for number 8, Carly Joachimstaller. Windsor applying pressure. They have it in the final third. Far side of the pitch from left to right, Windsor. Shadrowski loses it off the right foot. Good defense there by Joachimstaller. Sends it forward along the turf. Picked up by number 4, Molly Lewis. Didn't see the defender behind her. Kalinske takes it away. Kalinske, 10-yard pass forward, loses it, gets it right back as the ball deflected right back in her direction. Now Kalinske sends it to the left side. Finds the feet of her teammate, Shadrowski. Owls in possession on the St. Pius half. Ball headed or kicked back towards Windsor's half. Headed forward and then kicked back again by the Lancers as they operate right to left. There's Molly Lewis again on the chase. Cannot get to it. Instead, Windsor in possession. Ball will roll off the right ankle of Nikki Rice of the Owls, and St. Pius will send it forward. Gabby Priest knocking over A.J. Agers, who stretches out that right leg. Agers might be cramping right now. Trying to shake it off. A throw-in for the Owls. Priest steps forward, keeps both feet planted on the ground as she launches it in. Finds the head of her teammate, Wisner. Wisner tries to send it forward along the ground. Instead, finds the right foot of her opponent, Halfman. Halfman forward with the kick to Ziesk, who promptly puts it out of bounds near sideline. St. Pius from right to left. The throw from Julia Houston goes into the right foot of the other number 17, again with Ziesk kicking it out of bounds. 1-1 score, 6 minutes to go in the second half. Windsor St. Pius, the throw from Julia Houston, just outside the 6-yard box, middle part of the pitch. Windsor will reel it in. Owl send it forward with a kick from Peters, or beg your pardon, Priest. Priest finds her teammate, Peters, into the Lancer half. Peters sends it across the pitch about 35 yards, gives Shadrowski a chance to chase it down. Shadrowski does, dribbles the ball over the defender, Lewis, towards the middle of the pitch, scoops it up with the right foot, has Nikki Rice on the shot, and on the bounce, it's right into the chest of Jordan Spreck. Nice 1-2 game there from Shadrowski and Rice. Rice got a decent look at goal, but couldn't convert. Third shot of the day for Windsor. The first shot for the Owls was on a free kick, and it was scored by Carrie Vagley. With the ball, midfield, throw-in, near sideline, Priest. Priest gets it back, kicks it forward to Peters. Peters taking on her defender, Reyes. Peters to the touchline and, or to the goal line rather, and stumbles over her pass attempt towards the net. And so Spreck will take a goal kick. That ball went out of bounds. Molly Lewis comes off the pitch again for St. Pius. And number 12, Madison Kurzweil into the game. Here's Windsor off of the goal kick by Spreck. It's Peters dribbling between two Lancer defenders. Too tough for him as she loses it. St. Pius sends it forward. Finding Agers near midfield was Romano. Agers turns around, boots it with the right foot towards the far sideline as the Lancers go right to left. Windsor picks it up. Windsor turns it over. Kalinske with the body of Lewis behind her. Or I beg your pardon, Kurzweil. Kurzweil got brief possession of it for St. Pius. Now tries to get it back. Sends it forward with the right foot towards the near sideline. Ball bouncing between a pair of bodies. Winning the battle there, Ager. She kicked it to her teammate, number 6, Madeline Michael. Michael then kicks it off the body of Priest. So a throw in for the Lancers. It comes in. Ball bounces from one side of the field to the other before finally going out of bounds for a throw in for Windsor. Still near midfield. A throw in from Wisner. Trying to find Peters forward. She can't get it. St. Pius now on the attack. And the Owl half and a stretch pass from the midfield to the near sideline with the Lancers going right to left is too far for Madeline Michael. Throw in for the Owls. Illegal throw taken. So a turnover by Windsor. Actually, I think we're going to see a push. Yeah, that's the call. There's a push foul on Windsor. So a free kick. Houston sends it forward with the right foot. Bounced three times off the turf between three bodies. Finally collected by Windsor's Maddie Gillick. But Gillick puts it up into the air. Loose ball. Christopher had it rattle about off the foot of Rice. Neither one could find it. Rice found it first. Tried to kick the ball forward, but St. Pius comes away with possession. And Agers, trying to find her teammate on the near sideline, could not find Michael. Goes out of bounds for a Windsor throw-in. Under 2.5 to play. 1-1 score. Windsor and St. Pius. Windsor had the jump in the second half, going up 1-0, 2 minutes in. But about the 30-minute mark, St. Pius got the equalizer from Julia Houston off of a goal kick, or a free kick. So after the throw-in for Windsor, St. Pius now earns one. And it's Houston throwing it off of the head of Vagley. Back out of bounds. Some late substitutions for Coach Portell and the St. Pius Lancers. Coming off the pitch after about 4 minutes of action is Madeline Michael. Coming on to it is Lexi Houston, number 10. Throw-in for Julia Houston. Gets it in towards the 18-yard box. Headed out of the box by Romano back towards Houston. Watches the ball go behind her and sees her teammate Mathis pick it up. Mathis sends it with the left foot across towards the box. It's deflected outside the box to the right foot of Nicole Berry, who finds her teammate Bailey Wilson. Stretch pass to Peters along the near sideline. Winds are going left to right. Peters with a left foot dribbles past the defender. Right foot sends a cross in along the turf. And a toe poke back to her goalie by Madeline Michael. Kicking it forward. I beg your pardon, that was Joachim Stoller, the defender, that kicked it back to Spreck. Spreck sends it forward. Ball battle bounces around midfield before Windsor gets it in their back end of the field. Sending it forward is Ziesk up ahead to Wisner. Nearly lost it out of bounds, but Romano keeps it in for the Lancers. And now a 3-on-3 for St. Pius. Ball bouncing near side. A.J. Agers, the freshman, the hustle. Brings it in. Kicks it back towards Houston. 25 seconds to go. Ball deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Wisner. Throw in for Julia Houston of the Lancers. Can they steal a final second goal? 1-1 your score. Looks like we're bound for overtime with 12 seconds to go. Ball up in the air. 45 yards away from the goal. Kick back forward by Romano. Off the right heel of Lexi Houston. Right foot shot attempt by Madison Kurzweil. And she totally gets it wrong. Sends it out of bounds behind the goalkeeper. And the clock will hit 00. But that's not our score. It's 1-1 on the score. And we're going to go to overtime. So we're going to go ahead and step aside, let these players get a brief break. When we come back, we'll recap the goals of the game, and we'll come back with overtime. So we'll be back in 2 minutes here on KJFF.
Summer moves fast, and Mineral Area College's summer semester moves even faster. Take a full class in just 8 weeks, especially handy for students home from a different college or university. Summer semester starts June 4th. Take math classes on campus or online. It's up to you. Make your summer count. Check out mineralarea.edu or call 855-MAC-4U. Make MAC your next step.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
If you've been thinking about getting your CDL license and becoming a truck driver, now is the time. Gilster Mary Lee is offering to help new employees obtain their CDL and reimbursement for schooling, plus a benefits package that includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, Christmas and holiday bonuses, profit sharing, and medical and life insurance. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371, or online at GilsterMaryLee.com.
KJFF Festus, Crystal City, Imperial, DeSoto.
Matt Greenwood with you for KJFF. We're going to have to hold off on the postgame show because we've got overtime between Windsor and St. Pius as the sun is going down. The bright lights on the St. Pius football field are coming on. The wind is still kicking about from right to left pretty strong. Looks like St. Pius will be heading that direction as players get ready to take the pitch. St. Pius is already there. Windsor getting their final instructions from their head coach, Mike Hutchison. Windsor coming together for a let's go moment. And now they break that huddle. 1-1 our score going into two 10-minute periods, overtime periods. It's golden goal style. So the first goal that's scored in the next 20 minutes ends the game. If we are scoreless after overtime, then we go to penalty kicks. So, St. Pius will start the overtime in possession, going from right to left. The goal scores first for Windsor around the 38-minute mark by Kerry Vagley, and then 8 minutes later, it was Julia Houston for St. Pius with the equalizer, both goals coming off of free kicks. St. Pius starts overtime in possession. Lexi Houston with some open field in the Windsor final third. Houston with a right foot pass forward behind the goal line. And that'll be an easy goal kick for McKenna Brown of Windsor. There were 8 corner kicks taken by the Lancers in the first 80 minutes. Windsor had 2 corner kicks. There were 3 saves made by St. Pius, and there were 4 made by Windsor, with 4 shots on goal for St. Pius and 3 for the Windsor Owls. In possession, Windsor. Chesting it down, Nicole Berry puts the right foot on the ball into the body of Mary Kate Halfman. And ball is loose, and Nikki Rice goes down very, very hard. Foul by Julia Houston. Houston, I would say, is like the equivalent of a linebacker on the football field. And she is tough. She's the goal scorer for the Lancers. She's knocked down about 4 or 5 different Owls, and I'm sure it's hurt each and every one of them. But a free kick for Windsor with a chance here to maybe get off on the right foot in this overtime period. Kerry Vagley from 55 yards out sends it forward, coming off of her line. The goalkeeper, Spreck, reels it in. She'll launch it forward with the right-hand throw. Finds the right foot of her teammate, Madison Kurzweil. Kurzweil sends it to the middle part of the pitch, Agers trying to catch up to it, wearing the captain's armband as a freshman for St. Pius. And I've come away very, very impressed with her. But she is unable to maintain possession there for the Lancers, as kicking it forward is Peters. Ball now bounces out of bounds on the Windsor half. It's a throw-in for Julia Houston of St. Pius. Houston, overhead toss into Jesse Romano. Romano on the chase. Back there on the back four is number 17, Maggie Ziesk. Sends it forward with the right foot. Finds the body of her teammate Gillick, who turns around and puts it out of bounds with the right foot. And another throw-in for St. Pius. Again, two 10-minute overtime periods, golden goal style. Next goal wins is the best way to put it. We don't have a goal in the next 20 minutes. According to Coach Portell, St. Pius, we got ourselves penalty kick. So either way, looking for an exciting finish here on KJFF for our first girls soccer game of 2018. Here's a throw-in on the far side of the pitch for St. Pius as they go right to left. The throw-in by Molly Flanagan. Now a loose ball in the circle. Midfield, Peters for the Owls. Dribbling, not looking to pass. Lost possession. Ball deflected out towards Gillick. Gillick steps over the ball. Now keeps a pass on the grass with the left foot to number 23, Bailey Wilson. Bailey Wilson sends it to her teammate about 5 yards away, Peters, who can't control it. St. Pius gets the ball forward now in the Owl half. Lexi Houston comes off the ball looking for a pass from her teammate Agers. Instead, the defensive player for the Owls, Bailey Peters, steps through and kicks it forward back into the Lancer half. Loose ball there. Rice taking on Steph Reyes. Rice wins the battle for the Owls. Kicks it forward, stretching it to the near sideline for Peters. Peters has the ball. Turns around with the left foot. Pass it to a spot. No one there for the Owls. Wisner was closest within about 5 yards, but it's St. Pius's back line sending it forward and out of bounds. That last kick by number 9, that is Mary Kate Halfman. So a throw-in coming for the Owls. It'll be Wisner right in front of the Owls bench along the near side as we are situated up in the press box behind the seats where the fans are, not the bleachers where St. Pius' team is. Here's a ball forward. It's going to roll very, very slowly into the 18-yard box, which gives McKenna Brown a legal chance of picking it up with her hands, and so she does. Kicks it forward with the right foot. Windsor in possession. Gillick turns around, finds her teammate Wilson. Wilson sends it across the way to the near side for Peters. To the back for Rice. Back over to Peters. And then Jesse Romano all over Peters, kicks it out of bounds. And so it will stay. Windsor ball, a throw-in for Alyssa Wisner. Wisner gets it forward. A foul is committed on the Owls, and I believe that's number 24, Nicole Berry. That picks up the foul. No card coming from the official. Only one yellow card so far tonight. That was to Casey Flanagan, number 11 for St. Pius. Under 5 minutes to play in this first overtime period. Again, two 10-minute overtime frames. Golden goal style. Next goal wins. If not, penalty kicks. Here's a substitution for St. Pius. It'll be a Lancer throw-in. Coming on to the field, number 6, Madeline Michael. Coming off is Katie Mathis. Nope. Check that. Steph Reyes comes off for the Lancers. The throw-in by Julia Houston. Windsor's defense lets it go past him to the goalkeeper, McKenna Brown. Brown picks it up. She's got 6 seconds to step forward and kick it. She takes all six, boots it with the right foot forward, about 40 yards towards midfield, headed down and towards the sideline by Nicole Berry, and out of bounds over to St. Pius. Let's thank Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, Jefferson College, the UPS store in Festus, Kent and Twin City Toyota in Herculaneum, as well as Unico Bank for sponsoring tonight's soccer match. Throw-in for St. Pius. Ball touched out of bounds. Another throw-in near midfield around that midfield stripe. Throw-in Romano along the near sideline for Madeline Michael. Michael with possession. Right foot pass to the midfield to Agers. That's the middle part of the field, not midfield. And here's a turnover by St. Pius. Windsor in possession, heading it down. Peters. Actually, she headed it right back up into the air down to the foot of her teammate, Barry. Barry lost possession. St. Pius with it. Far side of the field, operating right to left. And Katie Mathis loses possession for St. Pius. No one's really picked up possession for longer than 2 seconds here as Nikki Rice tried to do so off of her right foot to the teammate to her teammate Wisner, and Wisner can't catch up to it. So a throw-in for St. Pius right in front of the Windsor bench. Throw-in Romano to Julia Houston. Off of her back, Rice takes it away over to Gillick. Gillick sends it forward. Ball bouncing around. Peters to control it for Windsor. Tries to turn on the defender Romano, who stands her ground. Peters loses it. Romano is able to get it to a teammate, and that is number 6, Madeline Michael, forward to Houston, who is run down by Wisner. Run down, knocked over, free kick for St. Pius, taking a run up to the ball is Molly Flanagan. Sends it 40 yards forward on the chase near the goal line, and Lexi Houston for St. Pius can't catch up to it. Just over 2 minutes to go in this first 10 minutes of overtime. We'll have a break in between. They'll switch into the field, and we'll have another 10 minutes. Next goal wins. Now inside of 2 minutes, Carrie Vagley taking the goal kick for Windsor. Keeps it on the ground to her teammate, Ziesk. Ziesk side foots it forward to Bailey Wilson. Wilson to a teammate, back to Wilson. That was Gillick, who she connected with. Then Windsor tries to send it forward with Nicole Berry. She didn't kick it up forward very well. And now here's St. Pius with a loose ball near sideline. Left foot pass. Michael towards the 18-yard box. Can't get it right. Windsor now kicks it forward. Wisner to Rice. Ball goes out of bounds. Appeal for it. No call there by the officials. They say it stayed in bounds. And then it's sent towards the stands by St. Pius's Molly Bange. No corner kicks. No saves. No shots on goal. No goals scored. No assists in this overtime period. St. Pius, far side of the pitch. Katie Mathis, nice little footwork there. Splits the legs of the defender as she sent it forward on the ground about 20 yards. However, St. Pius unable to maintain possession. And then hard contact near midfield, tumbling to the natural grass here on the St. Pius soccer pitch was Madeline Michael. So a free kick in the Owl half right there along that midcourt stripe, just 2 yards into the Windsor half. Free kick taken by Alexi Houston. Finds the head of her teammates, number 19, Agers, and then Agers called for offside. That was our first offside call, believe it or not, of this game. With 20 seconds to go in overtime, still 1-1, Windsor and St. Pius. Carrie Vagley in no rush to take this free kick for Windsor. She finally does, sends it forward. A low line drive over the head of Wisner to the feet of Peters, who simply kicks it back to her coach. 4 seconds to go. Throw in Lancers, and the buzzer will sound as Lexi Houston and Gabby Priest for St. Pius and Windsor end the first 10 minutes standing side by side. Taking a tumble late was Priest. And I think Windsor wanted a yellow card for Houston, but good sportsmanship there between Houston and Priest. They shake hands as we head into a break. It's a brief break, about 1 minute. And when we come back, second 10 minutes of overtime, it's 1-1 Windsor, St. Pius, girls soccer on KJF.
So you've made the decision to get new furniture for the house. Now the question is where to go? My name's Mark Toady, and I'm here to tell you that you can't go wrong by shopping at Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. The selection is great, the prices are awesome, and Chris and Jamie, well, they're the best. One of the best decisions I ever made in terms of outfitting my house was to shop at Patsy's. And I'll be honest with you, when it comes time for more furniture, that's where I plan on going again. Like I said, I do love to shop at Patsy's in Park Hills. Give them a try. So will you.
Parents, mark your calendars. This is Myrna with the YMCA. Kids Night Out at the Y will be Saturday, April 14th from 6 to 10. Kids age 5 to 12 are invited to the Jefferson County Y for a safe, supervised evening of fun. Parents, you get the evening off to relax. Kids can swim, play in the gym, partake in crafts, enjoy many other activities. $12 per member, $17 per non-member. Registration closes at noon on the day of the event. Register by calling 636-931-9622 today.
Greenwood for KJFF girls soccer on AM 1400 KJF. 1-1 our score. Windsor, St. Pius. It's overtime. First 10 minutes went by with no shots on goal. No goals scored, nothing. No corner kicks either. Couple of free kicks. Quite a few throw-ins. One offside call, but that was it. Second 10 minutes happening right now. Brought to you by New Era Bank, Kohl's Tractor Equipment, Fleegs Equipment, Hafner Financial Services, Serenity Hospice, Capias Heating and Cooling, and Turner Chevrolet. Windsor will be operating left to right in this second 10 minutes, or bigger pardon, from right to left. And there's a kick from midfield inside the circle all the way behind the goal line for a goal kick. And Jordan Spreck will kick with the right foot, the goalie for St. Pius, who basically got to chill out in that last 10 minutes. So did her goalkeeping opponent, McKenna Brown. But here's St. Pius between the circles, or between the circle, in the circle, loses possession. Windsor sends it to the far side of the pitch. Nicole Berry trying to find her teammate as Windsor operates right to left. Peters to bring it down, trying to turn on Romano, who sticks with her. And they go mano a mano. And a little push off there by Romano. So Romano going mano a mano with Peters. St. Pius earns possession. They lose it quickly. Alyssa Wisner kicks it out of bounds, but it was deflected by the Lancers. So Wisner, far side of the pitch, will throw it in for Windsor. Throws it 10 yards forward. Headed up into the air by St. Pius's Madeline Michael. Sent forward on the loose ball by Windsor's Gillick. And Spreck scoops it up. Spreck bounces it on the turf, then kicks it forward. Goes about 25 yards. Still that swirling wind going on about here tonight. 1-1 score, 8:30 to go, second overtime period. And if we don't get a goal here, I believe we will have penalty kicks. Here's St. Pius sending it forward near sideline. Katie Mathis picks it up, dribbling all by herself. Defender on the chase. Mathis, right foot cross towards the 18-yard box. Kept out of the box by Lexi Houston of the Lancer. She tumbles to the ground as her pass finds the left foot of Eggers. Eggers putting pressure now on the defender Vagley, who took it away from her. And Eggers knocked Vagley over. No call there. Loose ball. Number 24, Molly Bange for St. Pius. Picks up the loose scraps and sends it forward into the 18-yard box. Windsor and number 17, Captain Ziesk, sends it forward 25 yards. And again, it finds the right foot near midfield. The right foot of Molly Bange. Bange, forward 10 yards with a pass. Right into the path of Gillick. Gillick sends it forward to Bailey Wilson, who lost possession. Nikki Rice tried to help her out, couldn't do so, so St. Pius regains possession. Eggers turns around, blindly passes it to the near sideline for Katie Mathis with the Owl defender in between the two. The Owls will send it forward. Bailey Peters on the chase. Ball just about to go out of bounds, but Peters keeps it in. 3-on-3, Peters cross into the box. It goes over the right foot of the defender for the Lancers. Bailey Wilson tracks it down. Near side corner flag. Sends it back along the sideline to Kolenski. Kolenski, her cross with the right foot, wobbles about before being reeled in by Jordan Spreck. So Windsor had a great opportunity there to win this game. They had 3-on-3, but Peters is crossed through to Wilson. Wilson then could not find a teammate as Spreck interfered. Now there's a loose ball near midfield, just outside the circle, operating left to right the Lancers. They have possession. Madeline Michael loses it. A.J. Eggers picks it up, and she is knocked over as Eggers and Wisner go shoulder to shoulder. The foul offense will go against Windsor. It'll be a free kick for the Lancers, operating left to right. Eggers will take it. 6 minutes to go in the second overtime frame. 1-1 your score. Goal scorers, Windsor's Carrie Vagley. St. Pius had Julia Houston put it home. Both goals coming from free kicks. Eggers sends it forward with a hard low-line pass. Deflects off the body of Nicole Berry to Houston. Houston is then knocked over. Bange is knocked over by Berry. Another free kick coming for St. Pius. It'll be Houston to retrieve the ball. She'll have to roll it back about 5 or 6 yards. Referee pointing to the spot. Houston taking it there. Referee drops the arm, so Houston drops the ball. Houston, who scored on a free kick from just about this distance. She's in the middle part of the pitch, 40 yards out. Low line drive, kick forward, deflects off of an Owl defender to Madeline Michael. Michael sends it back to her teammate, Bange. Bange launches it up into the air. Lexi Houston on the chase. Ball trickles towards the goalie box, the 6-yard box, and hopping on top of it is McKenna Brown. And the Owls get possession and a chance to send it forward. Brown, low line drive kick, chested down by Mary-Kate Halfman with the goalie off of her line. Halfman takes a chance at goal, but her shot comes well up short. McKenna Brown heads up, got back to receive that ball. She'll send it forward with the right foot. Ball bouncing over a couple of players to the back line. Right foot kick, Michael, forward for St. Pius. A bigger part of that was number four, Molly Lewis. Michael lost possession of it on the St. Pius end of the pitch. Windsor in possession. Weisner, Alyssa Weisner on the turn. Finds her teammate Barry. Gets past Michael. Pass just outside the 18-yard box. Middle part of the pitch for Madeline Barry. Here's a headshot from Jordan Kalinske. And a nice save there by Jordan Spreck. Jordan with a Y gets the big S and sends it forward. By the way, that was a very nice pass by Bailey Wilson to set up that shot for Kalinske. So that's one shot on goal in this overtime period, which we have 3 minutes and 40 seconds left of. It's a 1-1 game, Windsor and St. Pius. Here's a throw in for the Owls, near sideline from right to left. Kalinske finds the foot of Katie Mathis of St. Pius, who lost possession of it. Ball near midfield, halfway between the midfield stripe and the goal. Owl and Lancer give chase, far side of the pitch. Windsor comes away with it. Alyssa Weisner kicks it forward on the cross towards the 18-yard box. Two Lancers collide. Ball pops straight up into the air. Finds the left foot of Bailey Peters. Her cross in between two Lancer defenders to no avail. Will be sent along the left sideline, the far left sideline, right in front of the St. Pius bench. It'll go out of bounds. It will be a Windsor toss-in. From the far sideline, Owls going right to left. Under three to play in this second 10-minute overtime period. The throw-in, Weisner finds a body of a Lancer. A loose ball there near midfield, just to the right of the circle. And a loose ball sent forward just outside the 18-yard box. And from straight away, Bailey Wilson tries her luck on the turn, kicks it forward towards the net, but sends it behind the goal line for a goal kick. Wind stronger than ever, blowing right to left. So Spreck kicking into the wind, able to get some good distance on it. Ball sent back to her, leaps up into the air and reels it in with two hands. Right on the outside of the, or right on the edge of the 18-yard box, Spreck sends it forward. Kneed down by Nikki Rice to her teammate, Nicole Barry. Barry turns with it, sends it to the right for Alyssa Weisner. Weisner lost possession of it. Madeline Michael putting pressure on her. Weisner gets it back as she stepped in front of Michael. Then Weisner lost it again. A.J. Eggers, freshman for St. Pius, puts her foot on top of the ball, spins with it, turns back around, kicks it with the right foot forward into the Windsor half. Loose ball. Katie Mathis will track it down, tries to keep it in bounds. It hugs that base, that sideline, and then kicking it forward was Jordan Kalinske off the body of Mathis, and the official right on top of the play says the ball went out of bounds. It will be a Windsor throw. That was really close. Mathis would have had a break if that ball had not gone out of bounds. 1:15 to play on that throw, and it's sent back out of bounds by Windsor. St. Pius on the throw. Forward by Molly Flanagan on the bounce to Lexi Houston, 20 yards out. Cannot track it down. McKenna Brown comes off her line. The goalkeeper for Windsor reels it in. Under a minute to play in the final 10 minutes. Pass forward from the goalkeeper. Bounces into the path of Peters, who's 40 yards away, but she can't bring it in. Sent forward back towards the Windsor half by Madeline Michael. And chasing it out of bounds. A bigger part of that is Michael chasing it out of bounds. That was Carly Joachim Stoller. That is the one that sent it forward about 45 yards out of bounds. So Windsor will get the throw from right to left. 26 seconds to go. Alyssa Wisner, who's got a lot of throws tonight, throws it in. Bounces past the midfield stripe towards the foot of Molly Lewis. I beg your pardon, that is Mary-Kate Halfman. Windsor picks up the loose ball, sending it from the far sideline to the near to the middle part of the pitch is Windsor. Now a loose ball inside the circle. Nice little touch there on the dribble from Kalinske. 2 seconds to go. No shot's going to come on target. Buzzer sounds. And so a 1-1 score at the end of regulation and overtime. The goal scorers, Windsor's, Carrie Vagley for St. Pius. It was Julia Houston. And we will have penalty kicks to decide this one. Windsor, St. Pius, 1-1. Girls soccer on KJF. Penalty kicks when we come back on KJF.
Summer moves fast, and Mineral Area College's summer semester moves even faster. Take a full class in just 8 weeks, especially handy for students home from a different college or university. Summer semester starts June 4th. Take MAC classes on campus or online. It's up to you. Make your summer count. Check out mineralarea.edu or call 855-MAC-4U. Make MAC your next step.
Coles Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Coles Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Coles Tractor and Equipment.
All right, so penalty kicks, that's what we have between Windsor and St. Pius. It's girls soccer on KJFF. Jordan Spreck for St. Pius will go in net. Looks like Windsor will get the chance to shoot first. The goal scorers tonight for Windsor off of a free kick from Carrie Vagley, where she got it over the three-person wall for St. Pius from about 40 yards out. So the free kick was 40 yards out, near side of the pitch from left to right. There's a three-man wall for St. Pius. Vaguely kicked it over the wall, and then it took a couple of wobbly bounces towards Spreck, who couldn't adjust to the bouncing, and it went over her right hand into the corner of the net for a goal. And then Julia Houston on the other end of the pitch. Julia Houston for St. Pius had a free kick about 35 yards out. No wall put up by Windsor. They took too long. The ball was near the middle part of the pitch. Houston sent one in, and off of a high bounce, it went over the goalkeeper, McKenna Brown, into the back of the net. So that's how we have our goals for tonight between St. Pius and Windsor. Hey, be sure to stick around for the Home Pools and Spots post-game show, because we'll have the victorious coach and hopefully a player as well joining us on the post-game. So it's Windsor to take it first. Ball placed on the spot. And that looks to be number four, Symphony Shadrowski, to take it. Gets the whistle, steps forward, right foot to the far right, to the near right corner, and that will go in. And that is number 14, Maddie Gillick. So Gillick starts Windsor off 1-for-1. Now we'll see who comes forward for St. Pius. It's Julia Houston. So Coach Portell puts his goal scorer first to the ball. So Houston puts the ball in the penalty spot. McKenna Brown in goal. Houston walks up to it. Shot. Line drive right past the diving Brown into the back of the net. 1-1 in PKs. By the way, excellent crowd on hand. I would say at about 150 people. Maybe 200. It's been a good crowd for girls soccer here on KJF. Here's the lefty, Bailey Peters for Windsor. Puts the ball in the spot. Chance to give her team the lead. Left foot shot to the near corner of the net, and she missed it wide. Bailey Peters misses it wide for Windsor. St. Pius with a chance to go on top here. It's going to be number 24, Molly Bange, sophomore defensive player for Coach Portell. Coming forward for the Lancers, McKenna Brown on her line. Coming forward, Bange kicks it with her right foot. Low bouncing kick to the far left corner of the nets. We've got ourselves another good goal for St. Pius. So Houston and Bange, the two defensive players for St. Pius, have put the Lancers ahead in penalty kicks. And now you've got the team captain, one of three team captains for Windsor, Carrie Vagley. She'll take the ball from the official. It's 2-1 St. Pius in PKs. Vagley trying to tie that up. Here's a third chance for Windsor. Vagley steps to it. Right foot, line drive into the upper part of the net for a goal. And we are tied 2-2. However, St. Pius with the advantage because Windsor has already missed a penalty kick. Stepping forward for St. Pius, Lexi Houston. I take that back. Molly Flanagan. Flanagan a righty. McKenna Brown the goalie. Flanagan into the top of the net. McKenna Brown didn't even flinch. Great penalty kick taken by Molly Flanagan of St. Pius. And they go up 3-2 in penalty kicks. Stepping forward, Windsor's number 23, Bailey Wilson. On the line, Jordan Spreck from straightaway. Wilson kicks it right into the mitts of Jordan Spreck. An easy leap and grab. So St. Pius needs one more goal and penalty kicks to win it. And it's the freshman, number 19, A.J. Eggers. He puts this in. It's over. St. Pius wins. Whistle goes. Eger steps forward. Right foot. Top of the net. Left side. It's good. And St. Pius wins. And they're now 2-4. Windsor drops to 4-5 as St. Pius celebrates the victory right around the goalkeeper, Jordan Spreck. Heck of a game. St. Pius and Windsor. 2-1, your final score. It was 1-1 after regulation, 1-1 after overtime. Penalty kicks go 4-2 in favor of the Lancers. We'll step aside and come back with the Home Pools and Spas post-game show here on AM 1400 KJFF.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our three new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Summer moves fast, and Mineral Area College's summer semester moves even faster. Take a full class in just 8 weeks, especially handy for students home from a different college or university. Summer semester starts June 4th. Take MAC classes on campus or online, it's up to you. Make your summer count. Check out mineralarea.edu or call 855-MAC-4U. Make MAC your next step.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's The UPS Store in Festus. We'll be right back.
Hollywood for KJFF. In Festus, Missouri, St. Pius. St. Pius Lancers, the Lady Lancers girls soccer team, defeats Windsor in penalty kicks. They go 1-1 at the end of regulation, 1-1 at the end of overtime, and 4-2 in penalty kicks in favor of the St. Pius Lancers. Julia Houston, Molly Bange, Molly Flanagan, and A.J. Eggers getting the four penalty kick goals. For Windsor, it was Gillick and Vagley that scored. However, Bailey Peters and Bailey Wilson could not convert their PKs. And so we didn't even get to the fifth kick because St. Pius outscored Windsor 4-2. Heck of a game, first half. I will be absolutely honest, first half, and we're going to get a chance to talk to Aaron Portell for St. Pius, hopefully, cross our fingers. But I think he'll say that the first half wasn't pretty, but at the same time, they were just trying to figure out who was going to be, you know, who was going to be the person for Windsor to kind of take control of the game. And for me, it was Windsor that the last 15 minutes of the first half played a lot better. They had not necessarily more possession, but better quality on their possession in the final 10, 15 minutes of the first half. They didn't really have anything to show for it because they didn't have any goals scored. But I certainly thought going into the break, Windsor was playing some better soccer. But you know what? For a time, it seemed like maybe Windsor was going to win this game with a 1-0 lead 2 minutes into the second half. So Windsor got the first goal of the game, and it came off of a free kick by Kerry Vagley. And Windsor went into the halftime playing the better football. Then they come out in the second half, and they get the first goal of the second half. However, great response from St. Pius here at home. Julia Houston had a free kick about 45 yards out near midfield. And it was one of those free kicks where you tell the referee, hey, we want to slow it down. We want Windsor a chance to go ahead and, you know, put the wall up and this and that. But Windsor was way too slow to put the wall up. And so Julia Houston got the okay from the official. She stepped forward. She kicked it into the box. And it bounced right over the goalkeeper's outstretched right hand and into the back of the net. And so that's how St. Pius ended up tying the game. And then really the last 30 minutes, we had a few spurts here and there, about 3 or 4 minutes of spurts where we had some end-to-end action. The quality of play from both sides was 10 times better in the second half, and we got a pair of goals from each side in the final 40 minutes. And then in the overtime periods, in all honesty, there really wasn't much going on. I think a lot of tired legs despite the multiple substitutions made by both sides. I think the legs kind of got a little tired, especially from the major players of St. Pius and Windsor, who didn't get as many breaks. And I think both teams were kind of okay with taking this to penalty kicks because we only had one shot on goal in that 20-minute overtime period, and that came off of Windsor. So that kind of shows you where the level of play was for both sides in that overtime period. So they go to PKs. So Windsor gets the honor of going first, or not the honor, but they chose to go first after winning a coin toss. And Windsor then scored the first goal. However, St. Pius responded. So first it was Gillick scoring for Windsor. Then Julia Houston stepped forward for St. Pius and got the goal to go. And then after Julia Houston came up for St. Pius to tie the penalty kicks 1-1, then Bailey Peters for Windsor failed to convert hers. So it was 1-1, but the advantage to St. Pius, especially if they could score a second goal, and Molly Bange stepped up and got that second goal for St. Pius to make it 2-2 in penalty kick, or 2-1 in favor of St. Pius in penalty kicks. And then following the Bange make was a Kerry Vagley make for Windsor to even it up at 2-2. Again, St. Pius with a slight advantage if they could convert the next penalty shot, and they did. Molly Flanagan connected to make it 3-2 in favor of St. Pius. And then for Windsor, Their fourth penalty kick taker was Bailey Wilson, and she missed it. She actually kicked it right into the hands of Jordan Spreck, who never had to move an inch off of her line except just a bit to the right. And really just not a great shot from Bailey Wilson. I don't think she wanted to keep it in the middle part of the net, but she wound up doing so just off to her left, to the right of Spreck, and Spreck with the easy grab there. And then all A.J. Agers had to do, all the freshman defensive player had to do, or midfielder, defensive player and goalkeeper, all A.J. Agers had to do was make it. And the freshman stepped up, went high, top of the net, back of the net for the game-winning goal. So St. Pius wins it on PKs, 4-2. They get the win 2-1, and St. Pius now improves to 2-4 this season. Windsor drops to 4-5. By the way, this is the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. You can go online at homepoolsandspas.net. We'll see if Coach Portell is able to make his way up these very scary steps, I will admit. There's nothing but ground below. There's a lot of space in between each step, and then you got a big wooden thing to keep you out of the box. You got to push up, especially when you're carrying a bunch of equipment up the stairs and not realizing that the situation you're about to come into is that situation. Kind of freaks you out a little bit. So I'm thankful to have my life climbing up these stairs, and I'll certainly be very, very careful going back down them. By the way, I appreciate Coach Aaron Portell coming up to the press box, climbing those very dangerous stairs. Coach, congratulations on the win, and congratulations on making it up here.
It's a little bit of a trip. Yeah, what a great game. What an exciting game. This is a big win for us.
I said first half was kind of, you know, both teams a little sloppy, trying to feel each other out. I thought Windsor certainly played the better of the final 10 minutes or so in terms of the quality of possession. They kind of carried that little bit of momentum into the second half and got the first goal. What were your thoughts after that first goal went in?
Yeah, at that first goal, you know, we struggled to score goals lately. So coming right back and then scoring in the next few minutes, kind of evened the game out. That was a lot of confidence for us.
The free kicks where both goals were scored, kind of funky little plays for Windsor. It was she got the ball over the three-man wall, and I'm guessing, I don't know if Spreck talked to you afterwards, but I'm guessing the wind kind of wobbled the ball a little bit, and she couldn't quite read it. Was that the case?
Yeah, you don't see her misplay too many balls like that. That was just, she just misplayed it. Unfortunate. I'm glad we were able to pick her back up.
And now let's get to your goal. Also a little funky as well. Julia Houston took the free kick. I guess Windsor didn't want a wall, or they were too slow to put one together. But that's my guess. Obviously, you're not Coach Hutchinson, so you don't know what was going on there. But that's how it kind of looked like to me. So good on Julia, right, to go ahead and step forward and take that kick.
Yeah, Julia read it right. She just seen it was open and put a pretty good drive on it. I think a defensive player from Windsor kind of got a deflection on it, kind of changed the path of the ball. And end up going in the net.
So Houston gets the goal. You're even at 1-1. How would you assess the final 30 minutes of that second half?
The 30 minutes, I think towards the end, we really showed that we were fatigued. We looked pretty tired. I thought Windsor had some good chances there. But our girls showed a lot of heart and a lot of fight. You know, we had some chances, but we were wearing down.
And that's what I was. That brings me to my next question. I just mentioned it. Overtime kind of felt like the star players for both teams were kind of tired. You know, you keep the star players in a little bit longer. Despite all the substitutions you were making, the big key players were on the pitch. I felt maybe they were just a little tired, and maybe the mentality going into the overtime, Coach, was just to sort of relax a little bit, just not have a bad turnover, and let's go to PKs, right?
Yeah, we didn't want to break down and give up a fluke goal or just miss an assignment defensively. Anytime we got Jordan in goal, we know if we go to PKs, we got an advantage. So we wanted to play it safe and not take, you know, not break down. We still wanted to try to attack and get a goal, but we definitely didn't want to miss an assignment defensively.
A girl you and I talked about before this game here tonight was A.J. Eggers. You mentioned she's a freshman, and I'm guessing you put her name forward in our conversation because you knew she was an impact player for you, not just tonight but for the season. And to me, she certainly showed it.
Yeah, she's, for a freshman, I mean, her experience at the other sports that she plays at, being, I mean, she's our pitcher for the softball team. She's got a lot of poise for a freshman, a lot of confidence. Stepping up at the end and making that final PK, that's big for a freshman.
And I really thought when it came to defense, I really thought Jesse Romano played one-on-one defense exceptionally well tonight, especially with Bailey Peters constantly having possession for Windsor.
Yeah, Jesse's playing outstanding this year. This is a position that she's never played. With us being injured at the beginning of the season, with three of our backs injured, you know, she had to fill in. And she's just been playing so well, we just kept her back there. She's really competitive. She doesn't get beat too often in that 1v1.
All right, Coach. You get the and then you get A.J. Eggers to step up in the penalty kicks and get that fourth goal to seal the deal. Julia Houston had a goal, Molly Bange, and then Molly Flanagan. You talked about anytime you have Jordan Sprecken goal, you feel confident going into PKs. After scoring on all four attempts for your side, do you feel pretty confident in the offense too now?
Yeah, the girls, you know, we had our five picked out, you know, prior to the game. Mm-hmm. And then we just talked to those girls, have something in mind when you go up and just put something on it, get over it, but put something on it. And they were all good hits and placed right where they needed to be.
All right, Coach, one final question as we're speaking to Coach Aaron Portell of the victorious St. Pius Lancers, who defeat Windsor 2-1 here tonight in girls' soccer. One final question for you, Coach. Player of the game honors, who would you give them to?
There's several people. You know, I thought Molly Flanagan and Jesse and Carly Joachimstow, this is her second game. So I thought those defenders, I thought, played well. Jordan, you know, she's so vital to our team. And then AJ stepping up there at the end, you know, Julia Houston playing, you know, the entire game just about, you know, and she's got a bum knee. Just a lot of heart from a lot of girls. So I really can't pin it down to one girl. I thought it was a team effort.
Can I choose?
Sure.
Okay. I guess I'm going to have to, huh? I mean, it's a sponsored thing. Yeah. So I guess our player of the game, I'm just blown away by Eggers and her ability to just work both sides of the field. She gets the, you know, she steps up, gets the final goal and penalty kicks and, anyway,
I can't argue there.
Okay.
AJ played well. She played in the middle for us. She played up top. When Carly Joachimstaller needed a break, I had to put AJ back. So she's, you know, you just put her there and you know you got confidence in her.
All right, Coach. Thanks for the time. Pleasure meeting you. We'll see you down the line. Right. That is Aaron Portell, head coach for the St. Pius Lancers, our player of the game, the homegrown Unico Bank player of the game. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated for you in Farmington, Bismarck, Deloge, Irondale, Park Hills, and Potosi. Player of the game, Coach Portell, left it up to me, so I'll take A.J. Eggers. But as you mentioned, Julia Houston, Carly Joachimstaller, Jesse Romano, all very deserving of the honor as well. But St. Pius gets a win here tonight, 2-1, and up next for them is St. Francis Borgia, and that game will be tomorrow. So the 2-4 Lancers looking to go 3-4. That'll conclude our broadcast here tonight. Hal Neisser back in the studio. Thank you for coming in today. Thank you all for listening to our broadcast on the first girls' soccer game of 2018 on KJFF. I am Matt Greenwood. Had a great pleasure. Have a good rest of your Wednesday night.